The Jews will not replace us.
All right, everybody. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. Good to see you all. Hope you're having a wonderful Freya's dog idog today. It is, what is it, April 22nd, 2022. It's always a pleasure seeing you. We have a jam-packed show, as usual, of course, right ahead of us here. A lot of things to cover. How are you, Lana?
I feel like I'm going to sneeze, but hopefully I don't.
How about that?
Things are starting to bloom. Finally, gosh, it's been taking forever in Idaho this year. I know in other places, too. Last year, it was actually warm, I remember.
The juice. April. I changed out your, you've got the logo instead of the pyramid now.
Nice.
Or the upside down pyramid, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Any complaints in chat? You're gonna get come at me about this now? All right,
some
okay.
Secret occult symbolism.
It's always some devil. The
We're
devil is
her,
hi, you know. Okay. all right, what are we doing here today? We have a lot to cover, but before we dive into some of the topics, of course, if you what is that? There we go. Okay, is it backwards? Okay, that's interesting. All right. Let me see here. The usual shilling for your shekels. Ladies and gentlemen, entropystream.live/redicetv. You can join us over there. odyssey.com/@redicetv. And if you add /live, you can join the stream over there as well. I've seen some complaints. Like, it's not the best. It's like dodgy. But they're working on it. SEC is out to get them. Rumble
still
is
still lasting longer than CNN Plus. So I've got to give credit for that.
Okay, yeah, we'll talk more about that here in a moment. excuse me. And yeah, Rumble is open as well. Again, just a number of different people prefer different things. So if one works better for you or you prefer one, then you have those options. PowerChat.live/RedIceTV, that's up and running as well. And then we have a crypto chat as well on Cointree, cointr.ee, so Cointree/RedIceTV. And I think that's the shilling for now.
Cool.
I see Niflheim over there on the Entropy Stream. Niflheim 2026. Good evening, pure bloods. That's right.
Yeah.
Have you continued having your blood pure? Is that that's saying right? All right. So let's just dive into this here then.
Wait, we didn't put this in there the schedule, the lineup. But I just wanted to mention this real quick. There was something that came out from Metro News that said straight men in bromances kiss, cuddle, and stand around naked together.
You should have added that in the second show. It there.
And the guys were like, no, they don't. And I had said, yes.
It they is stand the... around naked together?
Here, let me throw this in here. Okay. I saw it like right before we were going. Pull that
let
up
me,
there.
Let me see what that
is. Yeah. See. According to research published
Sex
Roles,
yeah,
a journal of research, there's a strong desire to cuddle and hug between romantic friends while kissing is just another way of showing affection.
Of course, yeah.
Normal.
Just sliding
totally
in the
totally not gay
just
at all.
Just getting... slight poop dick. It's totally fine. This is just a tip. It's fine. It's just a romance.
What is this crap? Man,
you
they really, really want us to be gay, don't they?
Is that?
I
is
saw
that,
guys are like, I have gym bros and gym bros that I go hang out with, and never have I seen their ding dong, let alone stun around naked or cuddled and kiss them. Yes, it's
man.
Gay.
Yeah, they are trying to kill masculinity. That's right. Magitech. Yeah, we're actually going to talk about that later. We have the. Tucker's segment. It was kind of funny, actually, the reaction to the segment on masculinity. We'll talk more about that in a moment here. But all right. So anyway, everyone's favorite Coach Red Pill or Gonzalo Lira has turned up here. Yeah, I think he was it Friday. When was this from again? Let me see. What's the date on this here? They don't
today,
make it easy.
Wasn't it? Or is it today? Yesterday? Did he show up?
Don't they usually have a
he went
date?
Missing and everyone thought he was dead and surprise, surprise, he's not.
I'm serious. But where's the damn date on this thing?
Yeah.
Don't they have a date it's, normally 7 hours ago?
Off?
13 hours ago. Okay. So, all right. Okay. So earlier today then, I guess, or maybe even tomorrow their time, depending on. No, it would be today their time. Anyway. Okay. We've been clear of this from the start, the fact that we don't want to see Gonzalo Lira tortured and murdered doesn't mean that we agree with all his points. This should be obvious, but you have retards and spurgs out there that still don't understand this. It's not about agreeing everything what he's
or
saying.
Or that now
just
we want all Ukrainian women to marry a Gonzalez here.
Right. Why would you gloat in someone's take on the internet because they're like, and they're being captured and told, oh, this is great, you know. But anyway, should we play a little bit of this?
Yeah.
I guess the beginning and the end is really more interesting.
He says some good things about Ukraine, but I'll say the guy's always irritated me.
Yeah. I mean, Yeah, and then he kind of really started spurging out on the Nazis, the evil Nazis, you know, at some point. And he's like, all right, whatever. Like, no, you know, this is, but whatever. He's not European, so maybe he doesn't care about that. I'm not sure. But anyway, let's play a little bit here.
Okay. Gonzalo, I think we are live. I think we should be live.
Figure it out, man.
What do you have here?
Do a test before.
217 subscribers. You still haven't figured out how to go live.
200,000 subscribers, and he does this crap.
All right, let's hear from.
off to a great start here, Henrik.
Gonzalo Lira here, then.
I see zero people are watching. No one's watching.
What do you expect? 500 people.
They are
right
now
away?
Laughing.
It's watching, man. Oh no, here's some people. Okay,
well, it doesn't matter. The recording is
We're recording. Look, I'll give you 5 minutes. Let me put you on.
It's what is it? Friday, April 20th. Friday already. April 22nd, 2022.
In
Kharkov. I'm okay. I just want to say that I'm back online, and I'm here with Alex Christoforou, and I just want to say that I'm fine physically. I'm a little rattled. I was picked up by the SBU on Friday, April 15th, at a little after 1 p.m. local time. I'm okay physically.
What did they say?
I'm a little rattled. There seems to have been like a lot of interest in my case, which is wonderful. Thank you.
Wonderful.
But there are a lot of other people who are frankly more deserving of the attention.
All right.
Twitter feed.
Yeah. Henrik, the first time we just watched this together, I was like, oh, yeah, right. You love the people are paying attention to you. And then, yeah, exactly. Just humble brag. Oh, no, there's these other people that you should pay attention to. More interesting.
It's not about attention. All of you. That's what this is about.
But here's all my links.
Look, I get it. What he's supposed to do? But it's come on.
It just doesn't seem so sincere. There's other people that are far more.
My God, is he milking this? I mean, again, it's not to shit on the guy. And like, again, I don't have to agree.
No,
with
but
all
I laugh my ass
like,
off.
Of
the
course,
first time
it's
I
like,
that.
Oh, come on, man. Like,
the real Gonzalo Lira. Those people matter more because we don't know where some of them are. Some of them have passed away, but some of them were killed. But the other ones, we don't know where they are, and so they matter more. I'm okay. I don't have my computer, and I don't have my phone, and so anything that was published or posted on the Gonzalo Lira YouTube channel, the Coach Red Pill YouTube channel, the real Gonzalo Lira Twitter feed, and the real CRP Telegram feed after April 15th, just discount it because it was not me. I did not have access to those accounts, and I still don't, for that matter.
There wasn't anything posted.
There wasn't anything.
And I don't have my cell phone or access to my email accounts. I created a new one, and that's how I got in touch with Alex. And I've been in touch with, of course, I reached out to my family members, the people close to me, and you know, I'm telling them that I'm okay. In some cases, I'm waiting for their reply because it's 3 a.m, 4 a.m. over there. I'm okay. Physically, I'm okay.
Mentally or not?
I don't have anything that I can say publicly other than I'm okay. And thank you for the concern, because I've been like checking out on.
So this could be all fake.
Yeah, because you could just be saying all this, just making
great,
it up.
Just a great boss.
Totally making it up.
Chances are high.
Internet peeps these days.
Not that either, but chances are high. He turned into, again, and I posted about this. a couple of times and just said, like, maybe it's not the best to be you know, go to a country and then, like, side with the invading force and then, you know, ending up on their TV channels as a tool of their propaganda.
Yeah, they would come visit.
And,
that's, I mean, it's likely.
You know, I don't know. I'm talking about Russia there. Like, his videos were being used even on Russian state television. Like, here, look at this American. He's, like, totally anti-Zelensky, too, you know. Not that he can't be anti-Zelensky. We are that, too, but... in the country and with everything happening, like, again, first thing that happens at war is, like, all rules goes out the window. Like, that's when the raping begins. I mean, I don't mean to laugh about this, but it's just the harsh reality of this. Like, that's when, like, the real psychos come out and just, like, let's just murder and mayhem everybody, you know,
just
kind of
shoot.
Thing.
Yeah.
So exactly. I'm not sure what the Kraken group, what that all those tweets were about. I show those Wednesday. You know, we took care of him and we, you know, we know where he is and all that kind of stuff. I guess it was just, you know, just... what's the term? Hyperbole, I guess. Is that the term? All right. But so I guess the ending here then, let's just play the ending. It's kind of an awkward, weird ending here.
It's a lot.
Okay. None the worse for wear. And I'm rambling and I'm sorry about that. You know, it's I'm a little bit discombobulated, as you can imagine. But I will come up with something clever to say. So I'm going to end here.
Why do you need to come up with it? Just tell us the truth.
Yeah.
Alex, thank you so much. Like, and just cut it out now.
All right.
Because
end it. End it. I'm just... end it.
Thank you.
That was an awkward right. ending. That's He's great. Like,
that's very good. All right. Okay. All right. Okay.
Michael 57DE says, "Hail Henrik and Lana, hail the gods, hail our Vok. May you both have a blessed day at Frigga." Yes,
that's
you
right.
too. Frigga, thank you.
Frigga. Yep. Thank you, Michael. Good to see you.
Dog Whistler, thank you so much.
Your coins are on the way, by the way. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, for of
our,
course.
Your
that's
gifts
you.
To our boys.
Love
thank
those.
You.
Yeah, I love you. Getting those. Thank yep. you so yep. much.
We saw it. That is on the way. Thank you, Michael.
Dog Whistler, Mrs. and I had our first child, daughter born April 20th.
Congrats.
Great day to have a birthday. Yeah, congratulations. Even though I've only been a parent
for... Weed day, because that's what it's all about, obviously, right?
Oh, yeah. 420, yeah. of course. Even though I've only been a parent for just hours now, I can tell you I have a whole new appreciation for society, my ancestors and parents, what they've created for me, and plus how important it is to maintain it for Aubrey. Feeling of seeing her for the first time is indescribable joy. Yep. It is pretty awesome, huh? Nice. Have babies.
Yep, yep. That's right.
That first time you look them in the eyes, there's nothing like it. That's what they say.
Solution to it's not the solution to all our problems, but it's our story continues. You know, I mean, if we don't have that, we don't have anything, and we are gone.
Then what's it all for?
Out of the picture. Yep.
Yep. Well, speaking of women, and
I know
Dog Whistler
nice.
Thank
you for your donuts, well, very
yes,
kind of thing.
And he's not going to raise an Amber Heard, or should we say Amber Turd?
Amber Turd. Should we go into that?
Yeah, let's go into that. And I just want to say, by the way, I was in touch with her years ago. We had a friend who put us in touch, a mutual acquaintance, and I was going to get her on 314. This was kind of in the earlier days, and she was coming to Stockholm to film a movie, and I was going to go over to Stockholm to meet her, and then, of course, I don't know, it just didn't come together or whatever.
I think I said, he's like, I don't know about that, to be honest. It's like that environment, like, yeah, I don't know.
I know. And I was thinking, just interviewing, because she was... into like dystopian sci-fi stuff, and we were both going through an Ayn Rand phase. Shit. Yeah, cringe. Back then, totally cringe. But I'm just full disclosure.
Oh, that's know? Fine. Hey, there was a from conspiracy to like anarcho ANCAP, you know, to then nationalist, nationalism and pro-white, you know.
And she's always seemed like a narcissist. I mean, she's a beautiful girl. That can happen to some of those girls. I mean, she is very pretty, but crazy makes you unattractive after a while. Can really take away that beauty. But
that poop on the bed.
Yeah, the not so hot. But she grew up in I mean, her parents are Texans. She grew up as a Texas girl, you know, country girl, whatever. Her dad did have money, worked in construction and all that. But so she's kind of a spoiled brat. So
yeah.
And then she went to Hollywood, and then it just went to her head, and something just completely changed her.
And this is not to make any apologies for her behavior or anything, and we'll look at that in a moment. But it's a real chance that some of these girls and women are completely run through the ringer, and yes, actually even completely brainwashed and mind controlled, if not actively you know, that someone is engaging with them, that whole environment would do that to you. That maybe that broker, maybe she was broken from before. I don't know. But regardless, the results is what it is.
And right? Then she was bisexual all of a sudden, of course, and that whole trend, cool. And then just went just full on SJW, which was different from our talks that we had. Like it happened so quick, you know. Anyway.
Your talks? What do you mean?
Like her and I, when we were chatting over messages.
Oh, you were chatting.
And stuff.
Okay,
yeah,
okay,
we were chatting and messaging each other back and forth and all that stuff. And so something definitely happened.
Yep.
Something went bad there. Unless she already had those tendencies and maybe always was a little unhinged, but managed to hide that.
Okay. So tell us about this clip. I haven't heard this one.
Yeah. So, you know, all this stuff is coming out. Amber Heard had accused, you guys know the story, Johnny Depp of being a violent abuser. And she wrote this op-ed in Washington Compost. And now, you know, he's going after her in this big defamation suit because he's lost out on movies and all this stuff. Well, it's come out now in this trial. That she was the one hitting and abusing him.
What a big surprise.
But some of these have come out like a couple of years ago, but right. It wasn't like a big deal. And now it's just resurfacing in this case.
So it's not the most important topic, but it kind of it goes into this like the believe all women.
Yeah, no matter what.
And the Me Too movement and, you know, all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
After you fucking got physically violent with me, I texted Travis. I said, come up here because I didn't want anything to happen.
I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's coming to what? Save me?
No, go ahead. Continue. You, Travis to the rescue.
No, that was the last one. You can go, That was the last insult.
Oh, yeah. You called me a liar and yet.
I watched you lie.
You called me a liar?
I watched you lie. Heard it. I was right there.
There's no, what? You still haven't told me what lie it is. Every single fucking time.
We'll
you know you
Travis.
Do this every single fucking time.
We'll talk
time.
To Travis.
I'm not fucking talking to nobody.
No,
fuck that.
Fucking...
You go fucking jerk him off. I don't care. I really could care less. It's you every single time. You latch onto some sort of thing. When I already told you, I don't know what you're fucking talking about. You don't even know what you're talking about. You still haven't even told me what it is, but run with it.
I have told you what it is.
No, you haven't.
I said to Travis...
There's 2 minutes of this shit?
I said to you, hey... Tell Travis what just happened.
You can tell me to do it.
Travis and all the recordings.
Go do that.
I said, no, tell him what just happened.
And I lied.
And that you punched me in the fucking thing. And
you figured it out.
Okay, so here it is. Here, now it comes. You punched me in the fucking thing, in the face.
And you said...
And both of these, like...
They're like drugged out
or drunk
or something.
You know, it's...
Messy.
Johnny Depp is like a mess. You know, there's like millionaires. But can you imagine, like... They're just waking up and like grinding like on each other all day long and like high on drugs and doing, you know, tons of alcohol.
I'm like, God, I didn't. What the fuck are you talking about? And I watched you lie. And then I
didn't punch you.
And then
by the way, I'm sorry that I didn't
punch
you across the face in a proper slap, but I was hitting you. It was not punching you. Babe, you're not punched.
Don't tell me what it feels like to be punched.
Come on, man.
When you
she's actually right about one thing. It's like, you're such a baby, Johnny. At some point, it's
like man up and defend yourself. Put your foot down.
We know that he can't. We have to say that, too, though. I mean, she faked, like, putting bruises and all kinds of things on.
Yeah, she's psycho chick, basically.
I mean, if he actually would have laid a hand on her, he literally would be finished now. Luckily, he didn't, but he's still like, come on.
This guy's way too stoned to even punch anybody.
Probably, yeah, exactly. Anyway, I think we've seen enough of that one. But
She admits, you know, I punched you, I was fucking hitting you and all that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So it doesn't sound like this... victim, right? A victim of violent abuse by him. And then, and then there was this,
the
right?
Finger. What happened with the finger? Broken glass bottle.
She threw some vodka bottle or whatever, because I'm drinking, and cut off a piece of his finger. I think she put a cigarette butt out in his face. Like, so she and did all the... Turns out she's the one doing all those violent things, right?
Look at that fingernail there, too. Nice. Totally not a hand of a drug addict right there.
Yep.
Okay. All right, and so what else do we have here? What is this?
I think there's one more clip if you guys can get through it. Just so you can hear like her. Oh, that's not that one. I think it's another one. Maybe you didn't put it in there. I don't know what you're looking at here. So,
the crazy laugh. Well, that's just a search term for Amber Heard link. Do you have the real
link? Oh, shoot. It wasn't there. Okay, whatever. Pass. Okay. There's these clips of her just going nuts, making this laugh that's just like this unhinged.
When he recorded it or something?
Yeah,
or
just okay. this unhinged freakazoid psycho chick, and then just like taunting him with this baby talk. She's just really cruel. Cruel woman. Yeah. Anyway, and then he tells the story too of how he was at his low point and needed his detox meds, and she was again being cruel, not giving it to him. Like, why can't you just go and get the meds? What is she holding the meds?
Yeah, I guess he was so incapacitated, I would assume, that he couldn't even go and get them from her or something. Anyway, yeah. Yeah, so he's a weak, guy, drug addict, whatever. But
not an abuse. He doesn't. I don't see him abusing women. In all his previous, his wives or girlfriend and kids, they all say it's BS.
Yeah, exactly right. So she's like,
acting in court, smiling.
Flipping on a dime, of course, putting the face on, listening a little bit. Oh, that's fine. And then straight back to being sad, right? Obviously, these are actors. He would get the kind of stuff, right? But back with a serious face. here are two kind of like summaries, a little bit more fun, just of like how what it's like as an experience as a man. It's high profile and stuff like that too. But we know that the whole court system is like rigged to be like, favor women. Whatever women say, that's it. Men don't stand a chance when it comes to divorce settlements. Who's going to take care of the kids? All that kind of stuff, right? So here's what he was run through here. Look at this.
Objection. Calls for hearsay.
Let me ask you a different question, Mr. Depp.
Yes. Let's object to another one. He'd had a conversation with Ms. Heard.
Let's move beyond the conversation that Kevin Murphy had with Ms. Heard.
He said, yes, they had. Okay. Here's what Ms. Heard had told.
Hearsay, Your Honor.
Oh my gosh.
This is apparently a statement by Ms.
Heard. Not to fight.
Objection, Your Honor. Hearsay.
What she would like for him to cook. That's hearsay, I guess.
I'm not interested. Sheriff's Office for the truth of the matter asserted.
He got it.
Okay, all right, well then.
I'm learning. Predicted our move, yeah, exactly.
To Ms. Heard that...
I'll move to strike this as hearsay, Your Honor.
I can't even finish.
Disturbing. Yes, I looked at papers. Maybe they're hearsay papers. So I can read it out of someone's article. From the man's mouth.
I think it's a pretty simple yes or no question, which is
you'd love it to be sure. Nothing simple in this case.
Other than
October is 2 months before December. That's correct.
This was a document that you signed as part of your divorce proceedings, correct?
That's my signature indeed, yes. Okay.
Mr. Depp, that is your signature on the right, correct?
Yes, it is.
This is a document you signed, right?
For the third time, that is my signature, yes. Sir.
And that was a document you signed in August of 2016, correct?
Is that the same one that I signed three times before?
I wanted to make clear that you signed that clear. In the summer of 2016.
All right, that's one. That's kind of funny. I think we have one more of those. So this is just like, this is just not. It's a big circus, essentially.
Yeah.
Let's play this one.
You texted Paul Bettany, correct?
Again.
Okay. So, the Boston flight, you were drinking pretty heavily.
Were you there? A very ugly situation with Amber. So
Mr. Depp, with respect, trying to respect the court's time and the jury's time, that was not my question. My question was simply,
you would agree
that on...
Yeah, like he's just showing that he's like wasting all the
time. Let's pull up exhibit
500,
please. 500. Defense exhibit 500.
Yes, I'd like to see who I lied to.
Sometimes drink whiskey in the mornings too, right?
Isn't happy hour anytime?
Can't say that you carried cocaine in that box?
No, but it looks like it would fit some cocaine.
Oh my god.
I once gave Marilyn Manson a pill so that he would stop. about talking so much.
Did I read that right?
You did.
Did I read that correctly?
You did.
Okay. Did I read that right?
Yes, you did.
Did I read that right?
You continue to read them right, yes.
And right after you cut your finger off, that you, or right after, I won't give you anything to argue with me yet. Right after you sustained an injury to your finger,
bless you.
You poured yourself a mega pint of red wine.
A mega pint. Mega pint.
Mega pint.
We're gonna fast forward in time a little bit, Mr. Depp.
Yeah. Is that starting over? Yeah, I think it's. Oh, yeah, okay. Man. Well, that's about. I can. What is it? I can. Okay. Anyway, I think that's enough of that.
So basically, you drink so much, so everything you're saying can't be true, right?
What was this clip about?
I don't know. It was something about a lesbian camp counselor, and they were saying that, like, he said, lesbian camp counselor. You can't say that. I have no idea what the hell that is.
You agree that referring to Amber as a lesbian camp counselor is a highly offensive reference to make, correct?
What's the date here? 2013. It wasn't considered as egregious. There was a bit more understanding about terms. Amber also called herself a lesbian camp counselor.
What the hell is that?
Lesbian camp counselor.
Alrighty. All right, okay. Now let's get to the poop.
Here's the poop.
It was so outside. It was so bizarre. And so grotesque. That I could only laugh.
What was the photograph of, Mr. Depp?
It was a... was human fecal matter.
So she shat in the bed.
My initial response to that was, I mean, I laughed. And she tried to blame it on the dogs. They're teacup Yorkies. They weigh about 4 pounds each. It was clear that was not, none of that did not come from a dog.
It was not the dog.
Oh my God. Anyway,
brace yourselves. here's the photographic evidence here of Amber Turd's.
Well, apparently she had cramped in his bed, but then she sent pictures and texts to friends to show it off. Like, I did this, you know, I'm such a good feminist. I'm such a good lesbian camp counselor feminist that I shat in this man's bed.
People are making memes already and
stuff.
Oh
my gosh. Like, I mean, that's a woo-hoo, right? Yeah. I mean, that's psycho grumpy chick stuff right there.
Happy Turd Day. Yeah. All right.
Rage says, get yourself some mega pints.
Mega pints.
Yeah. That's right. I know. It's ridiculous.
I mean, it's a silly circus attention case. What we should
curious
say,
to see
though,
if her movies are going to be canceled after this.
Right,
though.
We'll see. But probably, I don't think they can get away with it. Potentially, we'll see what happens. But yeah, so he had a number of movies, canceled franchises and stuff, right? Because he was accused, and that's all it takes these days. And she's totally fine. He can still do her thing despite everything, right? But it should be mentioned that, and I did not add those in, but
how she was mirroring him too.
Oh, that
yeah,
was
she
weird.
Was
I guess
mirroring
it's
his outfits in court.
There's some
like
weird
him
thing. I mean, she just seems like completely insane, basically. But yeah, there was some like that. Was it the day after then or something? I don't know. Yeah, she's like dressing exactly the same as he does and mimics his outfits or
that's
something.
That's very weird.
I don't know. She has some major issues there.
By the way, too, remember, yep, she said that she was going to donate her $7 million divorce settlement that she got to charity, but she didn't.
Of course not.
So I guess that's coming up in the defamation case, too.
So keep in mind here, right, from this trial, we've had more coverage in the media than any, I mean, in like 24/7 nation international coverage, movie, you know, video cam, film cameras, live streaming in the courthouse, the courtroom, all these things, right? And what do we have with the Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell trials? Nothing, right? They were securing people's, sealing names. That's the term I'm looking for. They're sealing names. We don't know anything about it, right? Razorfist has spent the morning compiling a list. A complete list of Ghislaine Maxwell customers that have been arrested, right? In other words, you know that this is a big circus that is there to intentionally distract you and take away time from some of the most crucial things that are happening right now, you know? It's, sure, the Me Too thing is important to expose women is ruling in the courtrooms and, you know, the courts always side with women, you know, all the time.
But it's like, okay, a psycho chick pooping in some celebrity's bed or a woman trafficking kids, which...
International, major elite networks where they're, like, trafficking kids, a whole machine of, like, blackmail around this and politicians and bankers and, scientists around the world are dragged into this thing, right? No, let's look at the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp trial. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous, right? Anyway, do you want to catch up there?
Yeah, I will. By the way, she's a single mom, Amber Heard, now. She had a child.
I have to log into Instagram to see that.
Yeah, some sperm donor. So she has a one-year-old child now. So this is raising a child, too. I mean, right. At least she had one, but, there's no dad involved. That's how much she loves men. Magitech Remnant, thank you so much for your generous donation.
Thank you.
Ripping haircut, Henrik.
Oh, thank you. I'm not sure if you're serious or not, but
did it yourself.
Sometimes you have to cut it off, and that's how it looks until it
Vegan videos. Haven't seen you in a while. Hi, Henrik and Lonadino. Moscow issued a bulletin to citizens warning of a possible retaliatory nuclear strike this Sunday, meaning they would do a first strike. Here's the link. I go to it. Looks like it's on.
I just say this. I do not like Hal Turner.
I don't either. What is the source here?
He's a known informant, Hal Turner, and he has a number of. I'm not saying anything's possible at this rate. Look, I totally understand why this is within context. It's absolutely plausible. That could very well be. There's just tons of these super hyper sensationalist headlines from this guy, and that's all he can do. I forget what was it that exposed the whole thing.
And I don't know what he's linking to that source, like
right. You're trying to find but
it's a Russian source if you scroll down, but a screenshot of it. But okay. I'm not sure.
Right.
I don't know anything about that outlet.
So it could be true, but you give us a hyperlink so we can like translate it or something. But yeah, we'll check it. There's a translation right there, I guess. We'll definitely check it, though. Just because it's him doesn't mean it's not true, but I'm just saying that's normally I have this like, I don't know about this, but this guy, you know. But thank you for the link. We appreciate that. We'll definitely check that. Wouldn't be surprised. If that's true, that would obviously mean, assumably, and we'll actually, I have some footage later of their new missile. They're calling it Satan 2, by the way.
Are you serious?
I'm serious, yeah. Speaking of Ukrainian devil worship, it's funny, right? But Satan 2, they just completed this thing, right? And apparently it can go by like missile defenses and stuff like that. New type of technology again that Russia is wheeling out. They did the hypersonic missiles not too long ago, right? So they're ahead on these things. But it would basically mean that the MAD, the mutually assured destruction thing, could be kind of in, it's something that might come out of this, right? What I'm saying is it might mean that they are intending to strike somewhere. I don't know, right? So anyway, interesting. Thank you for the link. We appreciate that.
And Dog Whistler again. You know, after COVID, the jabs, Klaus Schwab, Epstein, Biden, Ukraine, Amber Heard case is just the right amount of clownery to clean up the palate from most of the CNN Fox News stuff. Yeah, sure, it's a distraction, but maybe it's time for a little distraction.
Yeah.
It could be.
Yep, exactly. Definitely. Okay. So we've had some good news on the stock front for our good friends over at Global Homo Corporation, right? Netflix, Disney, a number of other ones, right? Their stocks have been crashing. Netflix CEO Reed Hastings told workers in town hall after its shares cratered 35% off the backlog of losing 200,000 subscribers, and billionaire investor Bill Ackerman pulled $1.1 billion investment. This is, they deserve so much more.
Oh yeah, it's considering a huge, how nasty propaganda outlet.
Absolutely. I mean, this you can gloat in this, but chances are,
I wonder how
are,
many Russians had a subscription that they canceled too.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, hopefully they all. You know, everyone should cancel
because they said they weren't going to be in Russia anymore, right? Give them access or whatever.
Oh. I mean, people are upset now with the Disney thing and the grooming and you know the pedo groomers and all that stuff. But
it's
about like,
time.
They've been doing that for years
for
now.
A long been like, time. We've been talking I mean, about now this it's just blatant years. In your face, but it, sure. I mean, to people like us, it has been for a while.
Right? Yeah, exactly right. But so this is, but it's a start to what they're deserving, but it's definitely not what they deserve, right? There's so much more that could happen. But the point is, they're losing and it's going bad for them, and we welcome that. At least we can do that, right? They've grown so large too, though. So at some point,
I'm sure they won't fail.
No, it's kind of like Facebook, and I mean, again, like if you look at who are the holding company, Vanguard, it's BlackRock.
They won't let them fail.
It's not about money anymore. It's not about. There's nothing to do with that. It's just like, is it an effective corrosive propaganda tool? Yes or no?
Electric merchant beaming right into your house.
There you go. There you go. And then, of course, in the wake of this too, we have CNN Plus closing down its doors after 21 days.
We have outlived CNN Plus by year, by like a decade. That's at amazing.
Least, at least, right? CNN wow. Plus will shut down at the end of April forever by Oliver Darcy and Brian Stettel.
Yeah, let's play the little clip of Stettel.
The launching of that. Yeah, that's funny,
he was
right?
So the excited most... about it and how much money was going into it, like $300 million and all these exciting new shows, and I can't wait. It's going to be the biggest thing ever. And 21 days later.
CNN is an icon of the cable and satellite age. But now cable is competing with streaming. And there isn't a streaming subscription service for TV news in the United States. So if you were creating a news product from scratch in 2022... how would you build it?
That's one of the starting
points for CNN Plus. This new streaming video service is launching on Tuesday. It's nice. A big deal in the media business because it's the biggest bet any company has made in the news streaming world.
And
oh,
it failed.
It's so sweet. It's so
it
good
failed.
That it failed.
It's like we could see your shit streaming literally everywhere all the time. Like, what, more people again, are going to go pay for it and then get it everywhere else for free?
Right. I mean, it's literally airports and schools and restaurants that are keeping their ratings afloat now. And everyone knows that. And no one wants it on, by the way, too.
CNN's hired hundreds of people and created dozens of new shows for the service. CNN is an icon of the...
All right, that's it. I want to remind
that's
you guys,
hilarious.
Too.
Hilarious.
Let me play you this. We played this a while back, but this is really what you think about when you think about CNN. Enjoy.
Our trust has been broken in our leaders, in our institutions, even with some of our friends. And we are hurting.
Oh, God.
Now more than ever, we need each other to listen.
Lame.
To learn from one another.
Everything they do is so cheap.
To rebuild those bonds. Because trust shows that we believe in the good in each other.
No, you don't.
It's what makes us human. And when we trust one another, that is when we can truly achieve
a comedy skit.
Yeah.
Great things.
Great things to trust.
Black kid playing football. Great things.
CNN, the most trusted name in news. All right. Hope you enjoy that.
Oh,
it's so sweet that they're
JP thanking. Says, Henrik and Lana, I can't believe CNN Plus is shutting down. I'm seriously shocked. Are you, though? Are you? Or are you just joking around?
What I'm curious in the world what could be the reason for this?
I mean, it is they had lined up. I mean, even their, whatever, CNN has some kind of a YouTube show also, and the views are just crap on those, too.
No wonder why
all these people wanted to shut all of, you know, outlets like ours down on YouTube and everywhere else, because they're not as popular when it comes to just streaming on the wild internet. I mean, they have to have all these people putting tons of money in PR into them.
I mean, if you go to Google, right, and type in Red Ice TV, and then you can click on this source here.
CNN.
Red Ice is a far-right multimedia company. Sure, that's fine. Led by, us. It has been described by CNN as being white supremacist and white nationalist.
That's it. Like, CNN said
no
it.
One, I don't mind white nationalists, I guess, but white supremacists, whatever. You know why they're saying
I'll
that.
I'll never forget in the last CNN. State that we lived in when our neighbor saw us on one of those CNN shows. I was like, Henrik, come over. We should talk.
You know what he said at the end? I'm surprised how many things I agreed with you.
Yeah, well, the guy was like 80, so he's a different level, exactly. But he was a liberal.
Do you want them to cut off little kids' genitals? You think is that good? Yeah. Do you want to be replaced? Okay. So the other media thing here is this one. All the shitlibs out there are freaking out of a new trailer that Tucker has released on his...
looks pretty fascist to me.
Fox Nation, right? We'll play the clip in a moment here. This is... So Dan Lyman, as far as I understand it, was either part of producing it or is in it or both or something like that, right? He's been on the show before. Hopefully he can come back, by the way. He says, our documentary about masculinity and testosterone is triggering alt-right creeps. And they've only seen the trailer. It'll be out soon on Fox Nation. Stay tuned. And of course, you had some, let me close that out, some headlines like this. The internet is laughing at Tucker Carlson's new program. Experts say it's no joke.
Well, that's it. Experts said it.
So let's take a look at what they're so worried about. And for some reason, I still don't know why, but for some reason, this video, I was trying to find it on Fox News, on their YouTube channel. I'm not sure where it is, but somehow there's a Media Matters lunatic chick that posted this, and it was like one of the only sources I could find. So like, how did she get this first? Maybe it's out there somewhere, and she just copied it or whatever and reposted it. But anyway, here's the thing. Check this out.
Light on the balls.
Once a society collapses, then you're in hard times. Well, hard iron sharpens iron, as they say, and those hard times inevitably produce men who are tough, men who are resourceful, men who are strong enough to survive.
Slunk.
And then they go on to re-establish order, and so the cycle begins again.
All right, there you go. So that's, oh my God, what is that? 49 seconds of sheer terror and horror, I guess, right?
White man. Yes, shining lights on his ding-dong.
So this is basically what most media outlets kind of reacted to right there. There were some other sources here. Here's Daily Mail. Let me see here. Where are we? This cannot be real. Disbelief as Tucker Carlson tells men to undergo testicle tanning. As far as I know, he hasn't told men to do that. He didn't say anything in the trailer. I don't think it's even out yet. When Carlson 52 suggested that guys tanned their private parts as a way to feel more manly in his upcoming documentary, The End of Men, it left many people in disbelief. First of all, I don't think he's actually saying that. But even if he did, what?
Guy wants to tan naked outside or get a little sun on his ball. Like the worst thing ever. Henrik, I know, as you pointed out, like people are cutting their balls off right now.
Right. So this is the same crowd that's saying it's okay to cut off the testicles of young boys. But if you dare to undergo low light therapy on your testes to help increase T levels, you're a complete lunatic. Now, why are they so afraid of this? They're afraid of it because actually it's true, right? Mm-hmm. There's a number of studies out there. The effects of low lever, now that sounds weird, like laser. What the hell is that? But
it's not
the effects of low level laser therapy, LLT, on the testes in elevating serum testosterone levels.
So light therapy. Rats. Yeah.
Basically, as usual, despite the early fig leaf here in our in some versions of our creation story, it makes sense that exposing your entire body to sunlight is actually a good thing. Who knew, right? Kind of thing, right? So if you don't have the luxury of walking around nude, not all the time, maybe, but like you maybe you're living in an apartment, maybe you can't do it.
I thought they're cool with that now, anyway. You can body positive and all that.
No. Now you whipping out your penis in front of five-year-old girls in the bathroom. That's good, and cutting off the testicles of the boys. That's okay. That's, you know, life-saving gender assignment surgery, right? But anyway, so it's called light low-level laser therapy, right? Just this sounds scary, right? The term laser is the acronym for light amplification by stimulated emission of radiation, a laser light that is monochromatic, collimated and coherent. A laser is a device that produces such light. Low-level laser therapy, LLT, is used by some physiotherapists to treat various musculoskeletal condition. LLT is a non-invasive light source treatment that generates a single wavelength of light. It emits no heat, sound, or vibration. It's also called photobiology or biostimulation. LLT is believed to affect the function of connective tissue cells, fibroblasts, accelerate connectivity tissue repair, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Yeah, look, why could that be?
This kind of technology in spas, too. Like, women are using all kinds of these light laser therapies to resurface their skin, and, like, there's so many of them now.
Right. So anyway, as always, it's like they hone in on some little detail of this, and oh my God, everyone's laughing and stuff, and it's like, well, you know, it's good. Again, preferably, yeah, sunlight would probably be the best. But again, if you can't, well, then the second best thing is go out and do
it's
this.
It's funny that they laugh at a guy who's fit, who's like wants to get some light on his balls, but then like. These freakazoids that are walking around, these crazy fucking mutants, you know. Oh, we can't say anything about those, you know.
And why? Like, because
fat blobs of just goo, you know.
Because they want you weak, right? They want you dependent. They want to ruin your T levels. They don't want you to be a man.
They don't want you to have babies. They don't want strong men that can take care of things
and repair all this damage that's been done.
They want soft men because they make hard times, right? And they want those hard times because they can capitalize on it and control people.
Yeah, but as I assume that's raw egg nationalists speaking there in this one. As he said, those conditions always create strong men. So let's go. Let's fucking go. Exactly. All right. Here is just one clip of how they reacted on MSNBC. And listen to, like, they, oh my God, they're like freaking out about this, and it's all these white men. And
let
it's
me guess,
like,
fascism. Of course, we see these articles all the time, right? Gym bros and being fit and being virile. It's all fascist. All right, then.
Listen to this, here.
I mean, from a male point of view, a lot of what this is doing is trying to drive anxiety, right? It's trying to teach men that it's normal for there to be roosters, like figures like Trump or Putin, or for that matter, Hitler and Mussolini. These hyper-performing types are fascist types. And then the rest of us, other men, are supposed to be anxious. We're supposed to be worried.
I'm sorry, are you talking for yourself?
Yeah, man? He clearly is.
Who's anxious clearly. And worried? If there's
strong men don't talk like that.
Well, what are you talking about? What are you anxious? And listen to the continuation.
He looks scared and worried, too.
Tom Schneider. Everything is fascism.
Are we producing enough children? Are we male enough? That's...
Yeah, that should be your worry, you dumbass.
I have to find the picture of Theodore Adorno now.
Oh, that one, yeah. That's
the F scale.
Yeah. That is a fascist model, where you have this guy who struts at the top, and then everyone else is supposed to be worried and follow along with him for that reason.
I don't know what he's talking about. Anyway, I mean, it doesn't matter. The guy's a lunatic, but he's like written, what was it? This book was like on fascism or something. Now there's she promoted it in the beginning here, Joel Reed. And it's like, there's a new audio version out that also ties into Putin now and the war in Ukraine. And let's keep going.
Jews will not replace us and you will not replace us. Those are the two things that the Charlottesville thugs walking down the street marching, you will not replace us. To me, that was a hyper-masculinity flex, too. It was this anxiety among these young college-aged men that somehow, you know, taking away a statue of a long-dead white man who owned slaves was somehow threatening their very existence on this earth. And
I'm sorry. Start removing statues of black people and let's see how you react,
exactly.
Lady.
Because blacks had slaves too.
Let's send white people in by the millions to various African countries, and then just like let's start ripping down that history. Let's see how you react to that, lady. Okay.
In their view, somehow Jewish people were fomenting this conspiracy to replace that kind of white man, that particular type of right wing white man. With I don't know what, I guess with
brown
people,
black
people,
immigrants, et cetera.
I put it all together, and it is down to not just masculine anxiety, but racial anxiety.
The history of toxic racism is the history of toxic antsy women beliefs.
Now, this is the real, here's the real kicker here with this guy.
Femophobia, a fear of real women showing up. And when a real woman shows up, it challenges the testosterone level of men.
It's not a challenge.
That's a tranny.
Exactly. When a real woman shows up, a guy's not like, "Oh, I'm challenged." He's like, "Oh, I want to get that woman." You know, it's like it's not a competition. Yeah,
she, I know, right? She shows up and competes. She shows up and compliments the man. Idiot. Right? What are you even talking about?
Low IQ.
When a real woman shows, I think you've got the wrong woman there, buddy.
Call me, man. Yeah,
exactly. I feel they have to reassert violently their prerogative to not only lord it over women, but other men as well.
That's what that's what white conservative family men are known for. It's to beat their women severely. That's usually, okay.
Talk about Tucker Carlson and the like. This generating a kind of a mythical, all-powerful masculinity that at its root is afraid. It's scared little boys trapped in the bodies of
you're the one who's afraid. Men. Your buddy there was just talking about how afraid he is and how scared.
Yeah, it's funny how it's always that. So that therefore we justify the weak and the flabby and the meek. And
wait,
like,
so wanting to be so strong that means you're really strong because you're afraid. So if you just let yourself go and then you're not afraid.
Yeah, and then that's when you really are powerful. You know, when you're weak and you can't, you're not strong. You know, it makes perfect sense. What was it, Vanderbilt University, right? Some other commie gobbledygook university.
Abortion is about the fear of the disappearance of the white race. So
listen up. He's literally saying, if we should be able to abort your white babies,
otherwise you're a fascist.
Otherwise, you know, it's not fair for you to criticize us when we want to kill your white babies. That's essentially what he's saying.
Do you hear yourself? Are you too dumb to understand what you just said?
It's trapped in the bodies of muscle-bound men. What are they afraid of? Abortion is about the fear of the disappearance of the white race. So stop killing our
more
babies.
Black babies are being aborted, though.
So stop killing our babies, he said at the end. In other words, he's contesting that as an issue.
He wants abortion because it's killing.
We should be able to kill your white babies. Otherwise, you're a muscle-bound, fearful weakling. Yeah, that'll really work. It's going to go down great.
Guess what, dude? It's more black babies that are being aborted right now, right? But I guess you're gonna blame white men for that too, right?
Sure.
And increase our wherewithal genetically. The moment you shatter the image of an ideal woman for most of these men, you are the B word and you are to be tossed away. So all that does come together in this hyper-masculinist intolerance that is neo-fascist, that resists governance by anybody except another white man.
All right, I love it too. They're like ideal woman. Like, yeah, most men do have an ideal woman, and we have an idea of what that archetype is. And you telling me that these black men aren't after this ideal white woman? Come on.
Yeah. So again, this is the side that says men can be women, and cutting off the testicles of little boys is perfectly fine. In fact, it's. Here's ACLU, right? Doctors agree gender-affirming care is life-saving care. Remember even, what's his name, the crazy Tsaki talked about that we're targeting. Where did that clip go? Let me see if I can find that. She was talking about that this is life-saving, and in fact, if there's any state anywhere that goes after, like, our ability, here it is right here, that they're going to sic the Department of Justice on Alabama now. Because they basically don't want these crazy lunatic doctors to be able to cut off the balls of little boys and the breasts of, I guess, early or even preteen girls, right? Listen to this.
But Alabama's lawmakers and other legislators who are contemplating these discriminatory bills have been put on notice by the Department of Justice and the Department of Health and Human Services that laws and policies preventing care that healthcare professionals recommend for transgender minors may violate the Constitution and federal law. To be clear, every major medical association agrees that gender-affirming healthcare for transgender kids is a best practice and potentially life-saving. All of this begs an important question. What are these policies actually trying to solve for?
Yes.
LGBTQI plus people can't be erased or forced back into any closets, and kids across our nation should be allowed to be who they are without the threat that their parents or their doctor could be imprisoned simply for helping them and loving them.
You love them, by not cutting their balls off. You love them by not giving these toxic pharmaceuticals that are literally going to lower their IQ, their bone density, give them heart problems. Like, these puberty blockers, the side effects are really serious. If you love your kid, you don't give those to them. God, this bitch is crazy.
I heard some of these arguments, too, that were going on and on about it. You know, MSNBC in particular, but many other channels are covering this, too, the trailer that we looked at there. And they're just like, they are complete lunatics, these right-wingers. They've just lost their mind. You can just check in and look at one of their arguments for like 30 seconds, and then you realize they're complete lunatics. And again, so like, just because you want to do low-life therapy on your gonads, you're a lunatic. But again, think of everything that this side, the opposition here represents. And they're supposed to be the arbiters of like sanity in this picture. You know, it's like, if we cannot cut your kids' balls off, you should be arrested, in fact. You should be thrown in jail right now. It's almost like they're so destructive, that, and they know that they're so destructive. They just want to, like, just ruin as many people's lives as quickly as possible. You know what I mean? Like, the vaccine. Scorched just pushed earth. Just food shortages, supply chain issues, just increase the gas prices, energy.
A lot of these
just
people are mentally unwell.
Of course. They just want, like, you know, get the kids, as many as you can. Just have them do, like, just cut off their genitals and tell them that they're really trans or a girl when they're a boy. You know, it's just scorched earth tactics at this point with these people.
A couple,
you know?
Here. I was looking for that. Maybe someone else can find it. The Theodore Adorno picture of him tanning in the sun. He's the guy who is always going on about the F scale and how men fit on this fascist scale and toxic masculinity and stuff. And this guy had arms that were like this big and super wimpy laying out in the sun. I just wanted to juxtapose that guy. The one that we did. Wasn't it the Black Girls, White Dolls?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Theodore Adorno. There's this classic picture of him. He's one of those, Jewish sociologists, right? He was a Frankfurt School guy.
Yeah.
Space King says, buy your Fascism for Dummies book today.
Yeah, this, of course. That's right. Get always
Dog Whistler, the most amazing achievement of CNN Plus is Don Lemon makes Richard Spencer seem smart and selfless, and Brian Stelter makes Benjamin Netanyahu look open-minded and tolerant of other viewpoints.
What a timeline, eh? Everything is just upside down. I'll see if I can find that later. I can't find it right now.
Yeah, I couldn't find it either. Maybe they removed
that one. Not the picture, but the video. Your video source.
The video.
So we can just pull that in. But yeah, he's sitting on the beat. When is that, like 1930s or something?
Yeah, it's
maybe?
Hilarious. And he's like kvetching about the toxic masculinity. He was like one of the early guys putting that on the
map. It's this weird, it's that
sociologist,
revenge.
Psychologist guy.
It's that revenge of the nerds, you know, narrative. Of course, you always have, you know, you can, this is, you know, perfectly framed from the point of view of an analogy. You have an outsider group coming in, they're nerdy and they're weak, right? And they need to dethrone and topple the alpha male jocks,
exactly.
Right? You know what all that is about.
It's jealousy.
But is that like that psychotic, like, okay, if we are not at the top of the rank,
we can't be, it will destroy you.
We will exterminate your seed forever. Like,
psycho.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, holy shit, like, behind
you
all that.
You didn't let us into the country club, so we're going to kill all your children.
We're going to exterminate your race and, like, genocide your children. Like, what the hell's going on? Who's the lunatic here? All right, Julian Assange is going to be extradited, it looks like, to the United States of America, which does not bode well for him, right? Civil liberties in the Anglosphere took a major blow on April 20th when a magistrate court issued a formal order to extradite WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to the United States, where he will face espionage charges. There, Assange could potentially face a life sentence in prison. According to a report by RT, the April 20 ruling could still be appealed, though. The Westminster Magistrates Court ruling overturned its previous ruling that rejected Assange's extradition to the U.S. based on his deteriorating mental health and the harsh conditions he faced in America's maximum security prison, right? They're torturing the guy, I mean, essentially, right? And this is a hell of a way to find out, of course, but remember the beginning, I was like, I don't know about this and all the leaks and what is it for and stuff, but this shows that he's like he was the real deal, this guy, otherwise he wouldn't be treated like this. You know what I mean? So that's some sad news, right? Okay, should we
some e-drama?
And it's okay. To spend time on this, even as like we don't even have time to spend time on this in a way, considering all the things that's happening right now. But I wanted to just mention it real quick because I want to play one video by kind of flagging videos is kind of one of these like kind of like an unwritten rule, like an etiquette, especially if you're like, if you are a streamer or something like, you know, you don't go around and even if you disagree with shit,
just because someone said something bad about you, then you want to go take down their whole channel. Even people right. that are on your page about so many things.
Right? Yeah, exactly. It's just... Yeah. And so this is what's his name again? Medicare, right? That's talking about a specific situation here that he has a beef with Ralph now for some reason. It's just everyone's fighting.
Oh, the e-drama.
But he's saying here, America First is a mess. How do you spend a week gloating about flagging and DMCAing shit and thug life and then get your shit flagged and cry out like a victim? Pathetic. And someone shared this clip here. I think it was him, actually. Let's play this real quick here.
Yeah, but I report, like, when people are shitting on me, I report their streams. I report everything they have to try and get them banned. And I just think that's, like, fair. Because they, you know, it's like, I agree with you, swatting is, that's like trying to kill somebody. So, like, yeah, it's attempted murder. But, like, you know, this is kind of gay to be like,
DMCA strike.
That's not fair.
DMCA strike is not the same as reporting somebody because a DMCA strike automatically removes the stream and removes their ability to stream.
Yeah, it seems like a fair tactic. Days. I think that's a fair tactic. Yeah, but I report like
so, fair. Wasn't that a cancel culture? Then I guess you can't complain about cancel culture.
When we do it, it's okay kind of thing, right? anyway, so that they were going back and forth, and again, it's just the spending time on this. But
yeah, it's just like, am I going to spend time looking for videos of people who talk shit about me and then like try and get their stuff taken down and like whatever? Like, who cares? Just walk away. Don't even spend time on it.
Yeah. Riqueta said, hey, DMCA is initiating a legal process. It's not used for butthurt. Also, for instance, reporting people who make fun of him is pretty damn embarrassing. Now, I think as well that there's all this weird, you know, remember we were on that list, I showed it Wednesday, the German government is sponsoring like
some hate speech tracker exactly
project.
Yeah.
So I forget what it was called now. It's just, you know, it's just the really minor thing. But anyway...
The German taxpayers are literally funding money so that the German government or people within can look at our tweets. Have fun. Enjoy.
Right. And I'm bringing that up because there was the same accusation on Michael Zimmerman's Cozy TV that there was a new channel that popped up there called Politically Provoked, I think, that apparently, and this could be also false information, but the accusation at least was that they had also kept a list of all these people that they were talking to on the show and stuff. They'd used, like, what was it called? Grabify, all these different tools to get people's IP addresses and emails, phone numbers and stuff, and they were keeping lists on this. Again, all that might not be true, but it's interesting that, like, in the wake of the lips of TikToks, doxing and all that stuff, right, like, a number of these, like, lists are floating around, apparently, out there now that has all this information about everybody, and it's like this... It's kind of a perfect distraction tactic as well, because like more shit than ever is happening and going down, and more like devastating stuff that we've ever encountered before.
You're going to spend time on
is converging right at the same time, right? And again, these is, you know, it's their thing, right? But it's a lot of this. There's people that are choosing religion before race, for example, is one thing, and then fight over that, right?
Yeah, or like some of this crowd, right? You can be on the same page about everything, but if you're not on the same page about religion, oh, that's it, you know.
But Laura Loomer, though, is pretty based, eh?
Yeah. I mean, I've even seen some, like, Catholics picking on different other types of Christians because they don't agree on the same thing or the rapture or how to be baptized. Or it's like, is this really what you're going to spend your time on? Like, seriously, when we've got all this big stuff going on, like, it's not...
It's, what it shows is, it's like, I mean, we don't, you know, we've said this many times, we're not about the preservation of a religion. If it's more important to you with the preservation of a religion, you would be okay being replaced by Africans who worship whatever religion you worship, be that paganism or Christianity, right? And it's like, we're not. It's not the priority for us. If you're not that, that's fine, right? So as long as you're not anti-white, at least, like, we're okay with you. You know, if there's overlaps, that's totally fine, right?
You're not but anti-white, like, and you're a moral person, you have a good heart. Like, that's what matters to me. I mean, I have friends that believe different things. Some friends that don't believe in anything. I have lots of pagan friends. I have lots of Christian friends. And guess what? We all get along. We don't sit around and fight about these little differences, you know?
Yeah, I wrote something about this. I said, this is useless and selfish, petty e-drama and infighting, and it's indicative that these people only care about themselves and not the larger picture, right? Why? Because, one, our countries are fucking falling apart, right? We're being replaced. Our elites are intentionally ruining the supply chains, the food supply. They have mass vaccinated, like, a majority of our white brothers and sisters, our European mothers and fathers, right? And it's an experimental new gene altering technology, mRNA. We don't even know what the true effects of this will be. 2 years from now, 6 months from now, 7 years, 10 years from now, we don't even know, right? The pedophiles are trying to groom our kids, like, and you're spending your time like flagging people, and we're going to DMCA strike people. We're going to take down your social media accounts, where literally we need all guns on deck and looking at the fucking target. And
that's just it. They're getting some of the few people you know? That are on the right removed from big platforms by doing this because they said something about you didn't like.
Right.
So then you're completely removing them and their livelihood and their presence when they maybe were on your page about 80% of things or 90% of things. That's not a good tactic.
Yeah. So you have, like, atheist nihilist fighting with America or Christ first, you know, crisis king crowd, right? Who are fighting in turn with white nationalists, who are fighting with Trump
supporters.
And by
the way, there's
who are fighting with, you know, Q-tards, you know.
And like, you can't help but to see that there is a faction of people where the Christ is king faction, that they're obviously grifting. They don't even seem like real Christians, that they're just kind of jumping on the bandwagon to get some of the Christ bucks. That's what I'm seeing happening there. I mean, it's not very Christian-like, a lot of the things that I'm seeing taking place.
Yeah, again, we don't all have to, you know, hold hands and sing Kumbaya. That's not what I'm saying either. But spending time on this shit now? Like, really? We don't have fucking time. And the next two stories I'll show you is partially why, right? It's like everything is under attack. It's a war in Eastern Europe. Like, you know, your Ukrainians, Russians are being killed for the sake of this power struggle, dickery by NATO and Pentagon, basically, right? And then Russia retaliating against that. And then everyone's accusing everyone of being a damn Nazi and all that cringe stuff, right? But then you have all the, and again, everything is just e-grifters and e-drama on people that supposedly should, like, help to expose all this and spend time on actually. But again, they're not interested in that. Fine, we're on a different, we have a different goal here than these people do, obviously, and that's fine. But we thought that they were, you know, kind of more smarter than that. But I guess not. That's how they want to spend their time. Go right ahead, you know, kind of thing.
Before you get into that, Raven says, in reference to the last story, wife says, right. Husband, where are you going? Husband, or wife says, husband, where are you going? Yeah, husband says, to go tan my balls and take back our country.
Exactly. There you go. Men,
that would be a better use of your time,
men,
honestly.
I order you to tan your gonads. it's you have the approval. It's totally fine.
Don't flag channels. Go tan your balls.
There you go.
Take your country
exactly.
back.
There you go. Very good. So we're going to talk about this, about a couple of, you know, really important stories. And it's a complete coincidence again, right? To tell one thing after another, right? That's hitting things that I hope it won't get there. But I think our elites, our global homo pedos at the top, want to create a new Holodomor, a global one, a West-wide. I mean, this will affect every part of the world, if you know, because when supply chains are disrupted and the food supply is disrupted, that's that, right? But so this is just the U.S. alone. This is happening in other parts of the world. We've seen stories out of Europe like this, right? A couple of quick ones here, right? This is about the actually, I had a first. Where's that story? Let me open that first. Sorry, I forgot that one. We'll get to this one. Check this one out here. There's been this issue with rail carriers, apparently, where they've been canceling grain shipments, right? And these are the shipments that will go to animal feed so that the animals can feed and so that we can feed on the animals, right? This is farming. This is animal, husbandry. And this is what we've been doing for a few thousands of years now, right? Ever since we came up with farming. in the wake of that, you have certain industries now that are warning that fertilizer rail shipments are also being halted during spring planting. Oh, how convenient, right? Totally nothing to see here. Just move right along. Here's Maine. Potato growers expecting hit after Belfast fire, right? A large fire at a potato processing plant in Belfast is expected to have ripple effects across Maine's agricultural industry. The Pencops McCrum plant processed Maine-grown spuds into products sold around the country. I opened that in the wrong order. Taylor Farms building in Salinas is a total loss after large fire. What happens now, right? Taylor Farms salad packaging plant. Questions remain on the future of the business and the roughly 1,000 people employed at the California facility, right? So just another rando fire here. Deeply devastated. Fresno County raw milk dairy loses creamery to blaze, owners say. Plane crashes into Idaho potato and food processing plant, killing the pilot,
What are the odds?
Fire destroys, this is just from like the last couple of weeks here, fire destroys Azure Standard headquarters facility. Now, what's interesting about this is that it's the nation's largest independent food distributor, and they're focusing on organic products as well, by the way. Their headquarters have been completely destroyed in, again, yet another mysterious fire overnight. Right? It happens to all these facilities. We covered some of this on and off, right? So there were no injuries. The cause of fire is still unknown and being investigated. The loss of the facility and the impact on the company-wide operations is being assessed and expected to be limited and temporary. I will say about that. No other Azure Standard facilities were affected by this. But anyway.
Yeah, someone put together a compilation I saw on Twitter. I was looking at it of all the ones that have been happening just over the last few weeks. There another fire at a meat plant in St. Clair, a fire in San Antonio food processing plant, Memphis fire at a Kellogg's plant, Cargill Neutrino feed mill fire reported, a Tyson poultry meat plant in Alabama there was a fire, cattle rescued after fire destroys meat market. I mean, it's just like there's so many. El Paso, Lackawanna County, Cobb County, Nebraska. It just goes on and on. I mean, is it normally like this? That was my first question. Like, do fires happen this often in these food plants and we just weren't noticing before or what?
No, I think it's, you know, is there a chance that some of them are actually, yeah, sure, I guess. But like after a while, you're just like, someone is doing this. Look, you gotta understand, like you have a government now that's paying farmers to destroy their crops. They're giving them more money for destroying their crops than what they would earn if they actually sold it, right? They just put limitations in. And these are like, to the farmers, it's like, well, this is just isolated, it's just happening to me. But then you realize, like when you compile videos to pick farmers are making out there, like, no, this is happening to tons of them. And there, one guy, I remember we played that, he got this like, you know, like 1500 pages stack of like just like legalese and like you need to do this, basically submit or we'll get you, you know. And they even told him, go ahead and destroy, I forget what it is, like X hectares, the number of hectares, whatever, of your crops now, and we'll just check it from satellite, here in a few days, make sure that it's that you've obeyed. Otherwise, we'll come get you, right? So this one, check it. And here, by the way, so credit to Ice Age Farmer Christian over there. Love to get him back on the show soon because he probably does some of the most important work right now, considering where we're heading, right? He spent a lot of time flagging people and doing e-drama
that
right
said,
now.
Right? Things about him. Bad things about him.
Well, yeah, exactly. But yeah, so he has a map. Go to iceagefarmer.com/fire and you'll see some of these reports, right? So we've seen one up in Sweden, Polarbro, the facility up there. Polarbro, I used to love that. It was actually pretty good. I can't find it over here. But yeah, all over the U.S., there's in Canada, it's in Britain, it's in the Netherlands, right? All over the place these mysterious fires are just breaking out. Check out this one, too. This is kind of interesting. FBI warning. Ransomware gangs are going after, and it just says, this lucrative but unexpected target. And what are they going after? Farms, right? So you know something is fishy when the FBI release a notification, right? Private industry notification from the Federal Bureau of Investigation's Cyber Division. ransomware attacks on agricultural cooperatives potentially timed to critical seasons. Right? In other words, you better watch out because there's all these hackers now that are targeting plants. I mean, look, farmers, much of that stuff is beginning to be run like on somewhat automation. You know, a lot of it is computerized, a lot of it is tied to the internet, you know, things like this. If you can knock out critical infrastructure, digital infrastructure, like, yeah, you can actually have a setback to it unless you have, you know, everything else, backups and so forth in order, right? So anyway, this is the point here is when they put out a threat notice, a lot of people are like, okay, so that means you're the ones who are going to be doing
yeah.
that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like, it's the same thing with this hacker, you know, it's these hacker groups, right? When the whole thing with the Canadian trucker convoy, for example, right? That's like literally state-sponsored actors that are like acting independently. People have suspected, you know, groups like Anonymous forever, but they just here's a hacker collective that just popped up 2 weeks ago,
and then they never get in trouble. Data, you know? They know about them, but they never find them.
Right?
They never get in trouble.
Even the remember the oil refinery that was struck was that last year or something like that?
Yeah, whatever happened with that?
I don't know. You know, and again, they just say, oh, well, you know, it's a new group. They just popped up and they demand I don't know 150 or like 100 Bitcoin or 20 Bitcoin or something. But anyway, so I'm not going to be long-winded on this. You get the point, though, that it's like, oh, watch out, because we might strike the agricultural industry all of a sudden for no reason whatsoever, right?
Dog Whistler says, and since we get most of our nitrogen fertilizers from Russia, food shortages and starvation could follow, but the Great Reset and population controls misinformation.
Of course. Yeah, that's not really happening.
Odin's Raven says, seems like part of the Small Hats agenda for famine makes growing your own food more essential than ever. Yeah, and it takes a lot of work. You can't just grow all your own food overnight, right?
It takes many seasons to get that ball rolling, where to get the seeds from, how to get fertilizer, do you need to buy soil? Look, I'm not trying to say it's impossible, because it isn't, and our ancestors did it. I mean, our grandparents or the parents of our grandparents, in some cases, depending on how old you are, or your parents, maybe even depending on how old you are. But somehow they survived world wars and the Great Depression and all these things, right? Do we have the knowledge that today that they did then? No, absolutely not. Look at it. They're running around cutting the kids' balls off. That's a priority now.
That's right. or they know how to do that.
Flagging social media channels.
They know how to inject that estrogen. Yeah. Per says the Polarbrod bakery is now rebuilt.
Oh, is it? Oh, great. So. Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. Okay, that's very important. It's a staple. No, I'm just joking. But okay, and that's a good point actually as well. You know, it doesn't mean it's like, oh, it's doom. You know, it's like, he's all over. You know, it's like, there's a lot of facilities out there. This is a big machine. You won't just, you know, kill it overnight. But the point is, someone is intentionally trying to weaken it until it gets down on its knees. That's, you know, the takeaway here. All right. Did you have any others?
No. Cuck Free Zone said Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Good to see you, Cuck Free Zone. Thank you. Appreciate that. All right. So, let's play this first. Let's play the video here. Just a huge coincidence regarding it's Earth Day today, right? Fake and gay Earth Day. Where are we? Here we are. There we go. Earth Day. Check out this video regarding how meat will become a luxury item in the future.
We're currently living in a time when good quality meat is readily available and forms a huge part of the everyday diet.
He's got like this huge piece on there.
But will the diets of a low-carbon future mean that we have to take a step back from this? Could meat once again...
Low-carbon future, we'll get back to that.
...become a luxury?
Our diets have to change, that's for sure. But the extent to what they have to change, or the way in which we change them, is something that, you know, I think we can have a little bit more freedom with. It seems like a very sort of extreme move for people, or a very restrictive move to say, okay, that's it, meat and dairy are gone, fish is gone, I'm going to be fully vegan. People don't want to do that, and in fact, that's more likely to push people away, I think, from moving towards a plant-based diet.
So let's just knock out their food supply and leave them no choice.
Let's Here's just the bug force protein. Them, because they don't want to.
Yeah.
Instead, what we try to say to people is just increase the amount of plants that you're eating. So we're talking more nuts, more seeds, more grains, more.
And look, that's all fine, but you need fats.
You need animal protein.
You know, for the most part, there are some people I think that can do without it.
I can't. I'm not someone who can.
I tried for a couple of years, and it worked. Look, it works in the beginning. I recommend. I've said this before.
It's a detox. It could be good.
It can be very good and get off. I mean, dairy, depending on what, it's very, I mean, some dairy is like really bad for you too. You should do the raw milk if you can, raw cheeses, don't do the processed shit, right? Do them as nature or the gods intended, the god, whatever, and get it that way. Less processed is better. And it's nothing wrong with, you know, going vegan for like a couple of months and cleaning out your system and all that stuff. But in the long run, there's very few people that can actually like 100% just do that.
Yeah. You know, and I mean, I know a lot of these vegans today, I actually eat more vegetables and plant-based things than a lot of the vegans out there today. They're eating a lot of just crap, right? And then all this stuff that's labeled plant-based is just soy and preservatives. Like the Beyond Meat is beyond unhealthy. Check out those ingredients. You know, so they're not, and none of that is helping the earth. Like soy, they keep talking about, oh, well, then you can't eat meat, right? Cows are the problem. Meat eaters are the problem. Do you know what these GMO crops do to the environment and these soy crops do to the environment?
That's fine. Yeah, so there were a couple of tweets like this here today, right? There is no such thing as a non-vegan environmentalist. Actually, there is.
They got hammered pretty good. Oh, good, yeah.
Dairy is milking the earth dry. And look, you do. There is a reality to increasing populations and stuff like that, right?
Yeah. But, and there's also, they act like the only thing is like big agro farms and slaughterhouses. Like, I don't support that either, but there's another way. They never like to talk about that.
No, of course not. No, if you...
Small, local, organic farming, decentralizing.
Exactly.
How about you empower people? They always talk about that, to grow their own food, right?
Yeah, learn them to do it the right way.
Incentives and programs they could do.
There are ways we have maximized crop yield with the help of, like, as I've said many times before, the Haber method. You do the hydrocarbons, right? Like this fertilizer type of method and stuff like that. There is actually a sustainable, smaller scale that you can do, more local. That's a great way to, you know, form a small community, a village. Is that where you used to live? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you don't do everything yourself. You specialize, and that's what we had. We had the butcher. You had the guy who had the cows with the milk. Those who grew the vegetables, and they traded or bought and purchased from each other. It's not rocket science. I mean, it is not rocket science. Our parents did it. But we seem to, you know, like, oh, it's impossible. No, the real criticism comes in when you start arguing that the rest of the world, through Agenda 2030, the UN Sustainable Development Goals, that the rest of the world need to be brought to the West and be brought into our lifestyle, right? And live the same way that we do, and that's a human right now. But instead of them saying, actually, let's not do that, let's teach them to do what they can do in their regions, what's suitable for their areas, what can they do there, and let us be, and let us do our thing. No, instead we have to then bring all the millions and millions and hundreds of millions of people into the West,
barbecuing,
and then like shove you into small pods with a VR headset, inject bugs into your, you know, intravenously, and then
Klaus Schwab and his buddies will be eating the finest grass-fed steaks. Yeah. It's always that way.
Yes.
Right. Exactly. I want to just get caught up on a couple things here.
Yep.
Cuck Free Zone says, going to have to start growing some indoor tomatoes right next to my squat rack. Yep,
nice.
Whatever you can do.
I was looking into it, and I was going to do, I said it a while ago, and I was going to start doing something like this, and preferably bring on some people that are, you know, far more knowledgeable, but there's some stuff we can do together. We can look at some videos and stuff, right? The Kratky pots and stuff. Like, if you're in a very hard to, like, have the space, you don't have access to land or soil in that way. There's, like, things you can do even in your home, like, without extra water and electricity and things like that. And Kratky, apparently, is one of the methods. Kratky, and it's called, like, what was it, the non-hydroponic suspended pot technique or something like that. I'll do more, you know, coverage on
that. Yeah, it'd be good to do some kind of a series on that. So if there's any people out there who are knowledgeable, you know, maybe want to take part in a series like that, that would be great.
Exactly.
Cuck Free Zone says, why are these people so evil? I just don't get it. I mean, I just don't understand how they could be so evil and dark in their desire to destroy people's food sources and force them into their weird agenda. It's demonic. Yeah, they're just, they're crazy.
Yep.
They're crazy and they want to kill people and depopulate.
They want to kill us. But I think a lot of them, I mean, there are some truly evil people up the top, but
people that believe they're suckers, right?
Oh, they're true. Exactly, they're true.
They
believers.
Really think they're helping.
We're helping. Humanity. We're saving the world.
They're
totally
fooled.
Yep.
Northfolk, thank you so much. Hail Henrik and Lana. Everyone, get started on your gardens and backyard chickens. Exactly, yes. A garden and chickens is a good place
to
start.
Very good start. Yep.
Mustix Guerrillion says it's amazing how well they have dumbed down the goyim and ran and can blatantly spell out what they're doing to destroy us, and it goes unnoticed by the average goy. It's literally rubbed in our faces.
Yep.
Every day.
It is.
Virginian Drifter says, Mercola talks about regenerative farming to remineralize soils. Exactly. This would be far less damaging than modern farms that poison rivers. Yeah, exactly. And we don't talk about that on Earth Day, do we?
Nope.
We don't talk about the effects of GMOs or these puberty blockers and these estrogen mimickers. I mean, like, we could go on and on. That's why we say these people are fake environmentalists. People on our side, nationalists, we're the true environmentalists. We're the true protectors of the planet. Yeah. We want to be in line with nature and all that that entails. But these people are constantly warring against it in every way possible.
Again, it's and this is true in so many. You can even look at religion from this context. But let's just look at the farming aspect now. Like you come in, you hijack a natural method. And hey, look, I'm not completely down. Or like, yeah, I get, you know, crop maximization and stuff. But at some point, you're like, now it's GMOs and it's glyphosates and it's like, this is not right. You know,
they defend Monsanto now, who makes all that.
Right. But it's like they come in with a simulacrum, like an artificially created new method. And then they demonize that and say, no, it's the very thing that we're doing now that's wrong. Instead of then like falling back and saying, oh, okay, let's
teach you how to do it right. There's other alternatives. You know? Yeah. Exactly. But they're just not ever going to that, even though they know it, because they don't want that at the end of the day. No. Bill Hoover says, I wonder if this has anything to do with anything. And I pull it up. Ex-company of Russian oligarch found dead with his wife and child. Throws doubt on murder-suicide theory, saying he was a wonderful family man. I'll have to read more about this.
Yeah, so there are some, we'll see if we can get to it later, but there's a bunch of places in Russia, too, they're on fire. Russian. And it kind of ties into this. Where are we here? So this one, right? Ex-company of Russian oligarch found dead with his wife, child, throws doubt on murder-suicide theory, saying he was a wonderful family man. Okay.
Natural gas producer.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of things like this happening now. They're turning. Yeah, I'm not saying it's like, oh, it's all CIA or whatever, but there could definitely be some insiders, double agents, and things like that that are, you know, doing stuff in Russia. Obviously, I mean, considering.
So they're claiming it was a murder-suicide.
Yeah.
This oligarch.
Thanks for the link. We'll check that out in more detail later. But yeah, I mean, again, it's like before we go, we have some more on this and tying into like what they're doing with the oil industry, because that ties into as well, right? That's fertilizer, Haber method, all that stuff. But since we're on the topic of meat, right? We talked about meat, eating certain animals.
Oh, yes. India. You have a clip, another thing, before I talk about the lizard.
Want
to talk about the lizard?
Let's do the lizard.
This is really disturbing. Four men. Yes. Okay, this is in India. I'll show you a picture of them. See this nice lizard here? It is called a monitor lizard that is in one of India's most protected forest reserves. Well, four Indian men thought that it would be fun to go find this lizard and gang rape it.
Nice. Very nice. Great.
I just need a long pause there to just process this information. Then they killed it, and then they ate it because they thought it was funny. So it's the guy in the yellow shirt, the guy in the red shirt, the blue shirt, and then, it was in the far right.
The guy in the far right.
It says the accused, the yellow shirt, the red shirt, the blue shirt, and then the guy in the extreme right there. And those are the rapists.
That the blue shirt?
That guy. Right. So they thought it would be funny to gang rape and then eat this lizard, this monitor lizard. And it was the only one in the park. They were all in their 20s and 30s. Yeah. And they appear to have done it for fun. They say, India says, oh, there's no religious or black magic agenda. I guess maybe that would be more common or something in India. I don't know. They're Hindus. What kind of black magic? Maybe there's some people that practice black magic there. So this is crazy. And apparently, I mean, I know bestiality, it's disgusting and it's happening everywhere. But apparently India has been having a rise of this kind of issue, as I was reading through this article, of like sexual abuse against animals. It's just, there's been a lot of cases of that now. In the last 10 years, there was a total 500,000 cases, they said, of animal-related crimes, including tortures and killings and raping of animals.
Wow. I remember, was it E. Michael Jones that talked about how they had done the West had come in and done a number, and like pornography introduced in India, like all these degenerate stuff. I mean, I'm not saying that this didn't happen before that time. It probably did, but it's also someone that's like doing shit to them by trying to bring him into the Western sphere kind of thing, right? And I'm not sure if that's an outcrop of this or if this is just like naturally how they are, but it's fucking sick.
I mean, I know there's what, like a billion people. I've been to India and there's like, what, how many people? Like a billion people now or something?
Yeah, like 1.5.
So there's a lot of people. So there's bound to be, of course, some nutters. I'm not saying every Hindu person is like, let's go gang rape some monitor lizard. But
1,360,000,000.
Jeez. You know?
Yeah.
So people go nutty. I remember when I was still. When I went through India and I was going through New Delhi and different places, we traveled really all around. And I was on a train that was way over capacity. People were even up on the roof of the train. People were peeing off the side and all this. Nice. And I remember looking out in this field and all these people were squatting together. And I was like, Mom, what's going on? You know? And then I learned that they were all crapping together.
Nice.
They're it's out there social. Just crapping in the field as like a social event. Thing. Some guys even had the paper and stuff. And I was just like, wow, that was my first memory of, and I've been to a lot of countries. I've been around the world. And that was culture shock. I remember burning my shoes when I got home because there was a smell of just stench from walking the streets. Like when it rained, I mean, I know it's changed a lot. There's a lot more money there and stuff now. In part thanks to the West, but they recommend like during monsoon and when it's raining to not be walking around on some of the roads because it was just like raw sewage. Out, you know.
Well, at least the Romans, who also had communal bathrooms, by the way, had aqueducts and they actually had these runoff systems. Remember that?
Yeah.
And that's like 1,000, 2,000 years ago. All right, so moving on from that story. So here, this kind of ties into. I think there's a lot of gay op videos that's coming out of China right now because
again,
there's new. It feels like that early 2020 kind of wave again when people like didn't really know and we initially were swept up in that, but I think fairly early like started turning against it. But like the mainstream media in the West is denying it, and all these videos that we're not supposed to see are coming out of China, right? The Great Firewall. But somehow we are seeing all these videos about people keeling over and dying and stuff like that. So the comment to this was like, okay, someone wants us to see this, right? And it's not in Shanghai, as the title here says. It's apparently in Beijing, this here. Because it says so apparently down in the bottom left corner. Beijing, but apparently they're destroying a guy's little farm, right? Right. So this is in connection with all the crazy like COVID restrictions
nice,
that they're having
nice
now and stuff like that.
Farm there.
And again, if they didn't want you to see this, those rakes and shovels would have been turned on the guy filming. You know what I mean? And you have to also keep that in mind. Like, oh, here's just this fly on the wall, and for no reason whatsoever, it's coming out, and we're seeing this, right?
Unless they're trying to make an example to other Chinese people.
Possible they call them like illegal, but how absurd is that? Illegal farms? What do you mean? Like you're saying producing food is illegal now? Like what do you, you know, this is insane, right? But anyway, so that's coming out of Beijing, not Shanghai, as the Tyler says there. But there are some other things happening in Shanghai, and this ties into the supply chain issues that we're experiencing right now. Here is one screenshot of the backlog of ships. Outside of Shanghai, right? U.S. and global supply chains are about to go from severely strained to completely broken. So this Ice Age farmer just said, you need it now? Buy it now and buckle up. Here's an actual chart.
You say chart?
What are you saying again? Chart.
Chart.
I can't get my S's and C's right. Whatever. I think you understand what I'm saying here, right? Ships waiting to load or discharge at Shanghai, right? It's off the chart. It's off the charts. Literally off the charts. So they want this to happen here, right? We have another thing here now with the oil as well. Check this out right here. Another supply chain shock on deck. Cargo backlog ripples beyond Shanghai as lockdown stops trucks and container ships. Right, this doesn't bode well. Bloomberg. Oil from U.S. Strategic Reserve heads for Europe amid global supply crunch. Why are they sending it to Europe? Why not keep it here? And then in Europe, we have to sort out other things. This is nonsense, right? A cargo of crude from U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve departed a Texas port bound for Europe a signal of increasing oil market disarray as refiners shun Russian supplies and price surges. So, of course, all of this at the end of the day is about trying to get at Russia, right? Do it. There's some weird headlines. I'll show you some in a moment, right? This is they want the end of oil, and this is what Biden said, by the way, too, today at a press conference regarding military vehicles, how they're going to change. Listen to this here.
In the United States military, every vehicle is going to be climate friendly. Every vehicle.
No, I'm not climate either. Friendly as we kill people.
We're spending billions of dollars. Yeah.
Jeez.
And
we're spending billions of dollars on making the military vehicles climate friendly.
It's amazing.
I mean,
so as we go and arrest thought criminals, don't worry, we're not ruining the environment.
It is correct that military is one of the biggest, obviously, polluters. You know, in the world, right? But here's more. Look at this. Today, I'm announcing this from 10 days ago now. I didn't get a chance to talk about it, but it ties into all of this, right? Here's Biden again. Today, I'm announcing that Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, is planning to issue an emergency waiver to allow E15 gasoline that uses more ethanol from homegrown crops to be sold across the U.S. this summer in order to increase fuel supply and lower prices. Well, and guess what? Just perchance, by accident, you know, this E15 gasoline takes tremendous amounts of fertilizer to produce the crops that you need to put that in the fuel. This is fertilizer that it is already a shortage of. It should be spent on food, not producing fuel, when we have carbohydrates that we can or hydrocarbons that we can get from the earth and the soil and drills and all that kind of stuff, right? But this is like an intentional wrecking of the system. And then they say, oh, we're doing more to help. Here's the strategic reserves. We're releasing all of those. And, oh, it's going to do great. But we have to squeeze out Putin, and no one can buy oil and gas from them. But we don't know where – we can't get it anywhere else. And we're also going to shut off all the pipelines. And that's going to increase the prices on gas and
you suffer oil, you know? Stick it to Putin, right?
Yeah, that's literally what they're saying now, right?
Yeah. Michael 57DE says, seems to me combat ready would be more practical than climate friendly.
Yeah, I know, right? It's completely absurd. They're just turning it into a big
joke,
right?
It's all just a show.
And I want to look at, so there's a theory. This is, you know, kind of, you know, tangentially related, but I want to show it real quick here. That oil is so-called abiotic, right? There's a whole theory around this, which is kind of interesting. It could be true. It might not be true. It was a post on Telegram. Who was it again? That
it's
this?
It's not a limited amount. That it's just supply. Continually being made.
Yeah, this is obviously somewhere in the Middle East, right? But look at that oil just like bubbling up from the surface right there. You know, I think it was General Patton or something on Telegram that said someday we'll all learn that oil isn't made from dinosaur, fossils and old, you know, leaves, trees, whatever. That it's a natural product produced from within the earth, like blood within our bodies. It's a renewable resource which can never run out. The scarcity tactics is used by the elites. Again, I don't know this is 100% true, but it's an interesting theory, right? But it's being intentionally... scarcity tactics is intentionally being used by the elite to promote them as fossil fuels, because allegedly being fossil fuels, it means that it will run out, therefore keeping the prices high. In fact, there's almost as much underground oil as there is water here on Earth, this poster claims. And then tying to this weird thing as well about BP, remember the whole BP Horizon, the explosion, right? They're starting with these deep underground wells now that they're drilling and stuff. It's kind of like they're making it intentional difficult. And then when the explosion of that, I mean, people have theorized it was intentional, negligence at best, right? Remember BP, British Petroleum? They changed their name to Beyond Petroleum. Remember that? They're investing in all these other
Beyond
areas
meat,
now.
Beyond Meat, Beyond Petroleum.
And at the end of the
Beyond
day,
human.
It doesn't matter, because who's the main holding? Who are the main investors or shareholder or companies, right, of this? It's the same suspect. It's Vanguard. It's BlackRock. It's maybe State Street. And it's maybe whatever Warren Buffett's is called again. I forget what that's called, right? So the point is, it's not about money when it comes to like, oh, the oil money. And so like that stuff is over. Like these huge companies have taken control of most of it. If they're losing money, it doesn't matter. They're totally fine with this. And here, in fact, I have a clip with, check this out. Here's Larry Fink, and Bill Gates talking about this very issue of the path to net zero. Listen to this here.
We have some parts of the country that are very, very worried about how this transition will mean for their state, their locality, for their jobs. And so this is not going to be an easy task. But I would say across the board, capital is moving and it's going to move very rapidly. And I'm very proud that I can tell you right now, every hydrocarbon company in the United States is now focused on this. Whereas I would say 3-4 years ago, they weren't. They did not believe it. And so we are making change. And I would say we're making more rapid change because of Bill and other people who are expressing this openly.
Yeah, go ahead and
the
praise.
The bulk of emissions in the decades ahead will come from developing countries. Let's think of it in three tiers. The rich countries, that's Europe, US, Japan. The middle-income countries, that's where most of humanity lives. That's China on the high end, high middle income, and India on the low end. And you've got Brazil, Mexico, Indonesia, Vietnam, a lot of the world's population there. And then you have some very poor countries, a lot in Africa. The responsibility to innovate rests entirely on the rich countries, and particularly on the U.S., because the U.S. has the universities, the national labs, it's got the ability to organize risk-oriented capital. So we will not solve climate change without the rich world driving down dramatically. That's what will make it economic for the middle-income countries who are not responsible for the historic emissions and who are dealing with more basic needs.
More white guilt right there, right? So again, what
is
he saying?
Which is a lie, because they're getting all the stuff from the West anyway, these countries. Like,
right.
He's like, they're not the ones that are polluting. And I actually look at the list of the most polluted countries in the world.
Yeah.
They're not the Western ones.
No, but he's also saying we can use the U.S. and the money resources that we have there, our little piggy bank, and bankrupt there as we do this little experiment. It's going to be very hard, sure, but we'll do that. And major investment just magically somehow with the help of BlackRock and Vanguard and State Street and all these other companies are just taking us in that direction. It's just net zero. Yeah, we'll suck all the carbon out of the atmosphere, and then we'll do total. And then we'll block out the sun, and it's going to be great. And we're buying up all the farmland too, by the way. So there's not going to be an expansion of that. Yeah, where do you think this is going? What do you think they're up to here? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
No, let's do e-drama on flag. It's all it's chain. Okay, go ahead.
Dog Whistler said World Economic Forum should rename themselves Eat the Bug so Klaus can eat his brisket. Yeah, remember the guy barbecuing there?
That's right.
Cuck Free Zone. Oh, this is back to India. India's the home of the pig toilet. Don't Google it. You don't want to know. Oh, I have an idea and I won't Google that. He also says, please show Bob's and Vagin or Lizard. Okay, it's probably in reference to something in India. I don't know.
Well, it's when. Felix, right? What's his name? The YouTuber, the Swedish YouTuber? Felix, what the hell? Chat, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I can't believe I'm spacing it. Anyway, Felix, he remember he was shitting on India because they had that channel they were going to bypass, right?
Oh, okay.
The whole thing about vagines came out of that, like because all these Indians are like going on the internet like show vagine, right? Or whatever.
Okay.
Anyway,
got it.
Go ahead.
Glenn the Chinaman, hello, says don't tell others if you prep or grow food unless you trust them or you'll be a target. Yeah.
You're absolutely right. You can't go flaunt and show what you have or talk about how many things. Look at my back, I have everything.
Look at all the food I have.
Yeah. Boom, you'll be taken out. This is why you need community, right? This is why you need literally like if the shit like hits the fan quickly, you need to get together with as many of your friends and neighbors and the people you can trust as quickly as possible. Pull all your resources together and everyone helps each other. Well, that too, of course, but to protect it.
Yeah.
You need a gang. You need a tribe. That's what you're going to need. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's our tip and recommendation. But are you caught up there?
Yeah, I am. PewDiePie.
Okay. PewDiePie, thank you. Of course. I haven't watched his stuff in a year, probably. PewDiePie, Felix, what's his last name? Anyway, okay. So I wanted to show this. Here's a wonderful lady here. Wonderful lady. Sarah Bloom Raskin. She went on a podcast, I think also with Bloomberg. And there's a little excerpt from that where she's talking about how the Federal Reserve... Right, Federal Reserve. Now she is on the, for full disclosure, she is on the She served as the 13th United States Deputy Secretary of the Treasury. She was on the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve, Democratic Party and whatnot, right? So she's well tied into this whole elite, establishment, whatever. And here she is talking about the role of the Federal Reserve, how we have to do more in this transition to combine economic policy with the climate agenda by driving climate fear. Listen to this here. Title is here for the podcast audience. Should central banks intervene in climate policy?
We know where this is going.
I think one thing that happened here was that a group of senators thought that looking at climate was something that was a political question, that it wasn't a question of risk. My approach has always been to look at risk. I don't see these issues as, I guess there are political dimensions to them, but regardless, it's the role of the Federal Reserve, and particularly the Vice Chair of Supervision, to be coming into these processes eyes wide open and taking on the risks wherever they're coming from. You can't say these are risks that the fossil fuel industry doesn't really want you to look at, so don't look at them. That would be a gross dereliction of the duty of the Vice Chair of Supervision.
So that's, I guess, their current position there, right? So what does this mean? That means that they are intentionally going to, and again, they're saying, no, this is not about policy. It's nothing political about the agenda, United Nations Sustainable Development Goals and Agenda 2030 and the Green New Deal and bleeding you dry and shutting everything down and absolute. No, it's not political. It's about risk assessment. Well, see, we're all the facts are on the facts are out. And the scientists are telling us that we're all going to die within 10 years unless we do exactly what we want you to do, right? The power grab.
Do as we say or you're going to die.
Or else, right? That's what this is about. And this woman
and you will die.
Yeah, exactly. That's damn right. But they can always claim, no, this is just objective risk assessment. It's a beyond white supremacy, obviously, being the biggest, danger that we have. It's also the climate change is the biggest issue, and we all have to just mobilize and get aboard on the same agenda together to prevent, or else you're going to die, right? And this kind of came out in the week of, in the wake, I should say, of this regarding Putin here, right? And Russia and the invasion there, same thing there. It's amazing how everything that happens, all the big news items, is perfectly just another stepping stone as we approach Agenda 2030,
right? Oh, look, higher taxes. I didn't see that coming.
Let's do higher taxes on oil. So look at the imagery here, right? It's Putin in a Z tank, and it's just if we take it upon ourselves to limit, not only tax oil more and gas, but to limit the consumption of it and to force that with financial policy and tax policy, then we will hurt Putin, right? So that's what we have to do. So magically, this war that was provoked by NATO just happens to tie into the whole Green New Deal and all that stuff, isn't that?
And this is always their plan, just tax the crap out of everything they don't want you to have anymore so you can't afford to have it.
Tariffs on Russian energy are a smart way to hobble Vladimir Putin. If Europe can't agree...
Sweden's been doing that for a long time. They have, tax the crap out of things they don't want you to have.
It's financial policy to drive behavior. That's what it's all about, right? If Europe can't agree to ban Russian oil and gas, it should tax it instead. Let me read a little bit from here. The worry that going cold turkey on Russian gas might result in cold citizens come winter. Yeah, that's going to be just great, isn't it? Voters are already feeling the pinch of high heating and petrol bills. I'm more on that in a moment, too. Firms are struggling, too, not least in Germany, where reliance on Russian energy is acute. Estimates of how much an embargo on energy imports from the East would harm Europe's economy vary wildly, but are high enough to derail consensus within the EU beyond mulling partial restrictions on oil imports in the future. It goes on here. If sanctions are off the table, Europe might consider stiff tariffs on Russian energy instead. Taxing imports of oil and gas would not stop them from flowing west entirely. It would, however, crimp demand for Russian hydrocarbons as surely as levies on booze and cigarettes deter drinking and smoking. Well, remember what happened during when the what was it called again? The
Prohibition?
Prohibition. What happened then, right? It's underground. You know. But
right.
Anyway, an analogous sin tax on Russian oil would recognize that buying Russian energy is a form of commercial turpitude, given the remitted funds will fuel President Vladimir Putin's war machine. Firms that belch greenhouse gases into the atmosphere have to compensate for the wider public by purchasing carbon permits. Right? This all ties into all of the whole agenda here, carbon credits. And so this is
And guess what? We don't like your business, so you're not going to get a carbon permit to fuel that business.
Exactly. And it says, today Putinism is the is to geopolitics what climate change is to the planet, a problem that needs to be dealt with and fast. So it's incredible, right? How they do this. Remember the whole ESGs, right? Environment, social governance, right? The whole World Economic Forum policy on having a social credit score for businesses and corporate structures, right? Same thing here. Basically, no, if you don't comply, if you want to, countries decide this anyway, but it'll assume that there's some businesses out there like, no, we need oil to produce what we can. I mean, again, you shut down Germany's energy, you shut down their production as well. What do you think that's going to do for supply chains?
Yeah.
They're a huge steel manufacturing force in Europe, right? Check out this one. This is just insane. Italy puts a 25, where are we? Here we are. Italy put a 25 degrees Celsius limit on air conditioning as Ukraine crisis forces energy rationing. What is 25 again? It's like, maybe you can do a Fahrenheit Celsius conversion for me. 25, what is that? It's like
77.
70, yeah, I was going to say 80,
Fahrenheit.
But okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's warm.
Meaning you can't go below that if you
want to cool. In the summertime, that could be warm in some places, especially if you're working inside or whatever.
Operation Thermostat initiative aimed at helping country avert shortages and ministers sign a gas deal with Angola, right? And so again, this is about the Ukraine crisis. I think someone pulled out, God damn it, I registered to get that. Let me see if it's on archive. One of the lines was, let me see here. Oh, I have it down below in the lower third. That's right. This is one of the lines from it, right? Every drop of sweat saves a drop of Ukrainian blood.
Oh, my God.
What was the line? And again, like, I'm not saying, we should sacrifice Ukraine. No, we've been against, like, these nations warring from the get-go. So it's not about approving
but
this.
But you with the lower air con is not saving Ukrainian lives.
The PSYOP has been so enormous, and it's been so successful of getting
war
all
propaganda.
These... Yes, all these NPCs to be... Again, we covered the Yashua Monk story this Wednesday. This Jewish German guy was talking about a cultural nationalism, right? That's what we need now. And it's kind of what they're doing in Ukraine, right? We're trying to replace you, and we want to create multi-religious and multi-ethnic societies. I call that the great experiment. The great replacement is not real, but the great experiment is real, right? And we're trying to replace you, but we still want the sense of nationalism like Ukraine kind of has. You know, that's literally what he said in the interview with the Daily Beast. And it's the same thing there, that they're like trying to associate your pain of changing your behavior with Ukrainian patriotism.
You're either saving the earth, or you're saving lives, or you're ending wars by suffering how they tell you to suffer.
I'm saying, if it's enough, like, brainwashing behind the current thing, whatever the current thing is, you know, before it was COVID and lockdowns, and yes, we have to do this and get vaccinated. Right now, it's like, we got to stop Russia. So bring in Agenda 2030 and the Green Deal, the Green New Deal, because that will hurt. That's what's going to hurt Putin, having us suffer and go in the pods and eat the bugs. That's here now. That's here. This is what it is. All right. So a couple of other things here. I have a few more things, and we're going to round up. Mysteriously, here's more fires, right? More fires. The Dmitrievsky chemical plant burned down today on the outskirts of Moscow. This is the largest Russian manufacturer of chemical solvents.
Just a coincidence?
Located 250 miles east of Moscow. Is that the outskirts of Moscow? That's some outskirt. Anyway, we are beginning to see a pattern develop. Here's some of the footage of this thing burning. So, of course, you have people, I think, on the inside or... spies or agents or maybe Russians that have been convinced to join the other side that might potentially be doing this. I mean, it could be an accident, but there's other things happening as well. such as this one, Russian military research facility apparently involved in development.
Awful lot of fires in some key places lately, huh?
Involved in the development of at least some of the S-series surface-to-air missiles and Iskander ballistic missiles is on fire with dead and many injured. I think they said something like 21, last time I checked, 21 people had
And this is just a research office. It's not like they have materials in there that can just explode or whatever.
Right. This is like an academic, like an office, right?
Yeah, but that's again, highly suspicious. Highly suspicious.
A lot of the brain activity goes on in there for new weapons development, right? Which is kind of like, interesting. What is
I mean,
this
I wouldn't
about,
put it past, you know, Western governments. Isn't it amazing how Western governments, I'm not saying for sure that they did this, but they do things like this, right? And they murder people, they kill people, they kidnap and torture people, they start wars, but people like us, we're the biggest threat.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
We're the
amazing
danger, right?
To me.
Of course. No, we're the danger.
They destroy property, do whatever the hell they want, but we're the threat.
They can't have, even small independent outlets, you can't have them pointing out inconsistencies and showing them how they're liars and what they're really doing, and that's a problem. You get to control information. I mean, again, we even saw, this is a completely, in a completely different context, but I saw this today, and it does tie into it, right? Look at this here. The censorship issue, right? We have to ban and control information, and to save our democracy, we have to limit freedom, right? These are some of the arguments now, right? As part of this, tech platforms need to recognize that they play a unique role in how people consume information, Barack Obama says, and their decisions have an impact on every aspect of society. With that power comes accountability and the need for some democratic oversight. Hillary Clinton says, for too long, tech platforms have amplified disinformation and extremism with no accountability. The EU is poised to do something about it. I urge our transatlantic allies to push the Digital Services Act across the finish line and bolster global democracy.
Yeah,
literally,
right.
Global homo. Before it's
extremism
too late.
And disinfo is whatever they say it is, right? And by the way, Obama had he made that comment not too long after Spotify dropped his podcast because I guess it
wasn't
getting enough action or something. I'm not sure what happened. So he was pretty butthurt about that.
Then
he's like,
thing.
We need to censor people, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Oh boy. So here is what's happening with the weapons development there too. It's kind of interesting, right? Let me see if this is here.
Satan missile or whatever?
Satan 2. Russia tests new intercontinental ballistic nuke as Putin warns the hypersonic Satan 2 weapon that can destroy the UK. Of course, thank you, Daily Mail. Will provide food for thought for our enemies. So here's a little bit of footage from how it looked when they were testing
see
it.
Satan.
I think there is audio on this. It might be really loud in a second if I remember this. Let me see here. Nothing on it right now. I played it earlier. I thought I heard something. Maybe I saved a version without the audio or something. There it is.
Pretty big.
You want to see this from like 15 different angles in slow motion?
And then where does it land?
When they're testing it?
Yeah.
Right in Zelensky's butthole. Here's the.
He might enjoy that.
Right here, Satan. Put it where I want it. Here's Putin talking about this.
Уважаемые товарищи. Я поздравляю вас с успешным пуском межконтинентальной баллистической ракеты «Сармат».
Это ракеты.
Большое знаменательное событие в развитии перспективных систем вооружения российской армии. Новый комплекс обладает высочайшими тактико-техническими характеристиками и способен преодолевать все современные средства противоракетной обороны. Аналогов ему в мире нет и еще долго не будет. Это действительно уникальное оружие будет укреплять боевой потенциал наших вооруженных сил. Надежно обеспечит безопасность России от внешних угроз. и заставит задуматься тех, кто в полу оголтелой агрессивной риторики пытается угрожать нашей стране.
So it's a Sarmat. Sarmat is the name of it. I don't know how Satan came into it.
He looked a little rough there, right? I can imagine.
Yeah, he's been under a lot of pressure.
Pretty rough to have a whole country, your country, driven into war or take them into war, invading another country, which he has done. You could argue he did it because he didn't have any option. You know, you could argue that because of NATO, you know, kind of control or manipulation, how they're using Ukraine, right?
So Sarmat, it's named after the Sarmatians, a large Iranian confederation that existed in classical antiquity. So that's what they're naming the missile after, not Satan.
Okay, why is it called Satan too then?
I don't know where that came from.
Is that just Daily Mail?
Yeah, I don't know where they're coming up with that, because I saw he said Sarmat, not Satan.
Also known as Satan too. Right?
Iranian? No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Comes from the Sarmatian. That's what it says. It's named after the Sarmatians. Yeah. Not Satan. Yeah,
you mean Sarmatians?
Is that how you say it?
Sarmatia? Let me see that link. Yeah, Sarmatians. Okay, interesting. All right, yeah, sure. Sarmatia. Yeah, Sarmatians. Yeah, I know about them. They're basically white.
Look like it.
More or less, it's like a pro. You could, I believe maybe I'll be schooled on this, but like a proto Scythian, however you pronounce that. Sarmatians, or like an overlapping, like a cousin to them, I believe. But okay. Anyway, so speaking of Satan, I guess that maybe the translation is wrong then. Maybe it's just the West calling it Satan because, you know.
Probably.
Because why not, right?
Just more disinfo.
And I guess this would be the last thing we do here, then we cover them, and then we have to wrap up. But do you see this here? The satanic rituals at the site of Zelensky's neo-Nazi soldiers. The Russians could not believe their eyes. Video.
Isn't it just like one house in the middle of nowhere? They found some little thing, so, and then now they're all Satanists?
There's a small village called Vrenotrevsky that was recently liberated from armed Nazis. And we've been over this now. The Russian take on this is cringe, and it's like, yes, Azov is there, and they're doing some stuff or whatever, but like, and then they are counter-signaling, no, we're not the Nazis. Russia is the real Nazis kind of thing. But look, we'll look at the video, and, you know, as I said Wednesday when I mentioned this, it's like, yeah, sure, you have some of this, right? But it's this, you have to have a very active way of dehumanizing your enemy, right? And if you can do it on religious levels or moral levels,
the Nazis are Satanists, so yes. We can kill them, right?
You know, because you've seen a lot of that, you know, Russia's Orthodox, you see them, you know, a priest comes in and they're blessing the troops. We're like, this is now a religion, we're literally fighting neo-Nazi Satanists now. You know,
yeah, and they think they're pagan too?
Right, like, exactly.
Satanists have nothing to do with pagans.
That's still within the Abrahamic confines, you know, but anyway. It's amazing how quickly it went from like, yeah, okay, you have Azov. Obviously, they have National Socialist imagery. Some of them probably are true believers. It's not that. But it's like, it's amazing how quickly it went from like, yeah, there's like, you know, National Socialist admiring units here, and they're outside of the military. Now, but they've been incorporated into the military. They're about 10 to maybe 20,000. But now the whole Ukrainian armies are Nazis. Just call them all Nazis.
So it's a satanic panic over again.
Yeah, and therefore, and now they're Satanist also. And so therefore, we have the legitimacy of killing them all, right? Mm-hmm. Again, I don't want to see Russians die. I don't want to see Ukrainians die. No. It's obvious that Ukrainians have been used. And it's obvious that these Azov people are being used. They're
completely manipulated.
Dumbasses. Again, they got their backs turned on them by Zelensky. Oh, ooh, big surprise. Who could have ever seen this? They were expected now. I think that Azov Stahl has probably fallen now by the time we're talking about this. And they're expected, Zelensky and these Zionists expected them all to go die. Right? They're calling Ukraine like Israel 2.0 now, right? I mean, this is the lunacy here. So I'm not trying to justify what Russia's doing, but both sides are dehumanizing each other. One's calling each other Nazi, Satanist, and all this nonsense, right? So again, sure. There's a guy in a small village who had some
goat head.
A LARPy doormat with Baphomet on it.
It's a door, and they're zooming in on it like it was huge. Well, and it's like, and look at it's a doormat.
Oh my God, there's a voodoo here. Look at this. Some literally like an action figure that's being a Russian, I guess, is that supposed to be a Russian soldier figurine? This is voodoo magic, you know, kind of thing. And it's like, okay, I mean, I'm not a big, I think this is just silly, to be honest. And I'm, look, there are real people who, like, they believe in Satanism. They think they get power off of this. Many of them are into it because it's, like, anti-Christian, and therefore that's what's cool. We trigger all these Christians, and therefore we're Satanists, kind of thing, right? But anyway, we'll look at the video, see what you guys think.
But it's like, oh, these little guys are the ones to be afraid of. These little LARPy Satanists or whatever live in the middle of the countryside. Never mind these big governments with all this money and power that are dropping bombs and starting wars. Never mind those. Never mind those Satanists.
Yeah, and I made a point Wednesday, too. It's like, okay, sure, we could talk about this, and this is very interesting if this is true. But, like, are we going to talk about, like, you know, Michael Aquino, what he did at the Presidio in San Francisco, the military programs that he was running in the U.S. Mm-hmm. You're talking about Jack Parsons and his OTO and the Thelema mm-hmm. stuff. And
that's right.
We've been rewatching this, or watching actually for the first time, Strange Angel. And I mean, that whole religion was literally set up by like a British MI5 agent, Aleister Crowley, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're, you know, going to California, all these people are being swept into this, and they're having their orgies, and they think it's so edgy and cool or whatever. But the reality is, he was vastly influential into bringing about the rocket program for the U.S. military. You know what I mean? And Satanism, yeah, I mean, it's adjacent, I guess you would say, OTO and stuff. But a lot of it's kind of LARPy, too, to be mm-hmm. honest. They think they get, like, secret powers by having some degenerate orgy or something like that. Right.
Lars Agerbeck says, looks like Bathory merchandise.
Yeah. I know.
And
what
I'm
is
sure,
this?
Maybe even, and like Vanguard and BlackRock were behind the company that made the merchandise.
Yeah, who knows?
I mean, they'll be selling this kind of stuff at like Bed Bath and Beyond
soon. Yeah, exactly. Here's the video, anyway. Make of this what you will. Yeah, for the podcast audience, it's not subtitled. But look at this. It's a small, rundown farmhouse way in the middle of a small village, and someone is into some LARPy, like pan figurines and Baphomets. You're saying this feeds into the wider scale of how do we dehumanize the Ukrainians, right? I mean,
of course,
do you think this is spreading now among Russian troops? Yeah, we're fighting devil-worshipping neo-Nazis now.
Ukrainians right? are Christians.
Right. And it's like, as of, are they, sure, they might be pagans. I think there's some Christians in there too, probably.
But pagans don't have Satan worshiping stuff.
No, but that's what this is all about, perception, right? And belief, right? If you, yeah, I mean, what would they worship as pagans in Ukraine? Perun and these deities?
Yeah, Slavic
right?
deities.
Right? Not like Baphomet or some Abrahamic adversary, you know, deity or something like that, right? But I mean, look at the house. It's obviously not some, like, it's not some generals hold out here. It's, you know what I mean? It's not a Jack Parsons. It's not a
Bill Hoover says, we need to fight a war over a rug. Exactly. It's like,
look at this satanic doormat. You know, it's interesting.
I can't even believe they're trying to use this stuff.
You know, but look at the poor, like some rundown house here. Yeah, look at that doormat.
It looks like it's already been bombed out.
Oh, it's been, definitely, for sure. Took part in battle.
Ooh, it's even outside. It's not even inside. I was picturing it like inside when you walk into the house.
Right. Satan, we're going to win. Look at that action figure there.
Could have been from Halloween for all you know.
Yeah. Look, jeez. I mean, there's some eyes wide shut stuff happening in the world. Our elites are into this, and they think it's all cool. And again, it's very adversarial to the Christian stuff, which they believe, you know, is, you know, that's the norm, and that's like what's associated with Western European Christendom. And therefore, if we're anti that, that's cool energy, you know, kind of thing, right? But anyway, I don't know. Make of that what you will. There was some other stuff too, right? There was like these other legions. This is from, what was this one called again? Someone pointed me in the right direction on Telegram. Sorry, I forget that right now, guys.
Blackbeard,
but this is so the flag, this flag they're holding is a spin-off of Blackbeard, right?
Okay.
But it's not actually Blackbeard's flag. They don't even know how Blackbeard's flag actually looked. It's most likely that the spin-off version, or the one that this is based off, that wasn't even really true, right? They had some 3 drops of blood with a spear aimed at the heart, no quarter shall be given. That's what they say that's part of, right? This flag, which is an American special ops / mercenary group, and I forget what the FRO or FOR or something, I forget what it stood for, but they apparently had this, and it's been seen out on the battlefield a couple of times. or some tanks that held it and whatnot. But I mean, again, it's like, yeah, you get some of that. You have, I mean, all kinds of soldiers have had like skull and bones on them. I mean, it's obviously like associated with, you know, I mean, death and you're going out killing people. You know? It's like, but is it satanic? I don't know. I mean, it's like some Saturn type figure here or something, right? The Blackbeard flag held a hourglass in his hand, right? The horns on that one wasn't that long time. That's the Kronos, Saturn, right? The king of the planets, right? But anyway, so make of that what you will. And also, by the way, while we're at it, Zelensky's killing independent media people, but that's totally fine. This is okay. In Kherson, Valery Kushov was gunned down in broad daylight outside of his home. This 38-year-old father had been on the receiving end of constant death threats for his pro-Russian blog and volunteer work for weeks. While Gonzalo's plight, and of course now he's resurfaced here, right, has received a fair amount of coverage, others have not been so lucky. Meet Yuri Kachev from Odessa. Yuri's only crime was reporting from a neutral angle. He was being heard, and he has not been heard from since March 19th. And the final one I have is this one. The terror campaign against journalists who bucked the existing pro-Ukrainian bias isn't confined to Ukraine. This is Kirilly Fedorov. He's one of the leading Russian-language military bloggers. He was nabbed by Latvian state security on March 17th and reportedly charged with treason. So Russia is doing all these things, but when we do it, and not only here, they probably kill these journalists.
When they do it, it's good.
But when they target, you know, us and other organizations like this and groups and independent YouTubers and
so maybe Coach Redfield did get picked up, huh?
Maybe he did. I'm not saying that we haven't said that was untrue, but oh, is he milking it though, right? That's what I think. But we'll see. We'll see. But interesting. So the point is, it's okay when we do it.
That's
because
right.
Now we're saving democracy and freedom. All right. Did you have any last ones?
Yes, Dennis Frazier, thank you so much for the donation.
Thank you, Dennis.
Great show, guys. Have a wonderful weekend. You too. And Odin's Ravens, another great Friday show. Hope your Easter was relaxing.
I was under the weather. I got a little cold. I still have a lingering a little bit.
It's TMI, but I was cleaning up diapers all day.
Kids get stomach issues.
Couldn't go do the fun egg hunt.
No, it was a bit restrictive, but we had good. Thank you. Hope you guys had a good Easter as well.
Robothank, happy Friday.
Happy Vorblut. Right.
That's right.
All right. Well, that's it. We want to say thank you to our executive producers. It's a little special we do at the end here. Where is it? Where did they go? There we go. Okay, here we go. So thank you to Scott Henderson, T. Lothrop Stoddard, and Tom Bourne for joining the executive producer team. We set up two new tiers over at our Subscribestar. It's a little bit for fun, but at the same time, it does help the show. So, you know, if you're interested in that, check it out at Subscribestar.com/RedIce. And as an executive producer, or we have a producer tier too, by the way. But as an executive producer, you help support the show. You get your name here at the end of our shows that we do. And we want some of your input as well, of course. You know, you let us know who you want us to interview, is there specific topics you want us to cover, certain things, events or stories to come along your way, send them our way. We want to hear your proposals and stuff like that too, right? Otherwise, you can sign up for a membership, of course, redicemembers.com. You can do that at Subscribestar. It's a good method if you want to use your, you know, credit or debit card. We do have that through Entropy Stream as well. You see the address right there. The Cash App is up and running, so that works. And we also have an e-check option. That's like paying a utility bill. That's restricted to the American audience, though. Wish that was international, but maybe soon, eh? We do have crypto options as well. And you can just set up an account if you don't have one at redicemembers.com. Choose your subscription tier, click next, and you get to a page that have all the information about how to make a payment. And again, we're severely restricted, and therefore we have to manually activate your account. So we ask you, wherever method you use to sign up, that you send us an email, redice@protonmail.com. Let us know that you've signed up. Let us know your username, and that way we can just activate your account. We have a mailing address as well if you want to use that method. And just a heads up here, if you want a streaming schedule, that's on screen right there right now as well. And we have, what do we have next? There's Sunday coming up. We have a Weekend Warrior. So recording that Sunday, and then we have a short video by you, Alana. I'm going to try to finish that, and then you're into a 314 interview. That's right.
That's right. I'm cranking out some interviews with some women's. Get back into that. some cool ladies out there. So if there's someone you want me to interview, shoot me a message.
There you go.
And also one more from JP. Great show. Wouldn't be awake to all that is going on if it weren't for you guys. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. Appreciate that. It's means a lot. We do the best we can. We appreciate your support, guys. Very kind of you. Again, thank you to everyone over at Entropy Stream. Special thanks to Magic Tech Remnant. Thank you very much for your generous donation. Dennis Frazier as well. I don't want to leave anybody out. Odin's Raven. There's so many here that helped out today. Thank you, guys. Musix Gorillion, North Fork, right? Bill Hoover, Cuck Free Zone. There's a bunch of you guys. Pat, Odin's Raven. Did I say that? Dog Whistler. Space Kang, you know, a number of you. Thank you, guys. Rage as well. Good to see you, Rage. Always a pleasure. All right, guys. And Niflheim as well. All right, I think that's it. We'll be back soon with more. Check out redhashmembers.com. We appreciate your support. Let me find my outro. Anything else, Lana, before we wrap up?
No, have a good night,
have
guys
a
and gals.
Good one. And where the hell did it go? There it is. All right. See you later. Thank you, guys. Have a good weekend.
Do you love Red Ice? Want more? Get access to exclusive material by signing up for a Red Ice membership. You'll be able to watch Weekend Warrior, our flagship show, the second hour of interviews, and other special feature videos only for subscribers. Were you a member and we lost you along the way? Renew! We love and appreciate you guys and gals and cannot do this without you. Help us be a sane voice, a lighthouse in the sea of insanity. As times get tougher, as people are searching for answers, they're going to need content like Red Ice. A little of all your support can go a long way. Thank you.